California. Yeah! 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1. Cumulus Media Station.
Yeah, it is 95.5 KLOS, Rock, Southern California. Fraser Smith here on the Fraser Smith Show. Well, thank you. Thank you. I'll be in the car. Hey, before I get started, I want to thank our friend Full Metal Jackie for another heart-pounding edition of Whiplash. Every Sunday night from 9 to 11 p.m. here on KLOS, Jackie brings you the best hard rock and heavy metal tunes. She has some amazing interviews, too, tonight. Jackie's guests were boxing superstar Triple G, Gennady Golovkin, comedian Soupy Sales, and Rob Halford from Judas Priest. They have their new album coming out. What's it called? Firepower coming out pretty soon. Great show. That is Whiplash. Check it out. It is, I think we can all agree. Ready, guys?
Whiptastic.
Copy that, player. Kilo G, homie. And, hey, look who's here. He's the producer of the year, according to most Vegas odds makers. He's also the king of the Tex-Mex guitar. He's the creator of the hit TV series The Cholo and the Chimp. He played Pinchy in the cartoon classic Pinchy and the Bean. He's currently starring in the number one box office movie, The Brown Panther. He started the Me Too movement. He claims to have invented the fishing magician. His self-driving car recently got a DUI. As a scrappy point guard, he took the Trump University comb-overs to the Final Four in 1997. And even though he can't stand the game of soccer, he is the coach of your L.A. Galaxy. Here he is, the great Mel Garcia. What a resume.
You know what's terrible is my dad's friends are like... His friend Barbara.
Are buying
like,
that?
No, they're like, I can't find Chimp and the Cholo anywhere on any channel. Is Pinchy and the Bean on Netflix? I can't find it. Where are they?
They both sound like good shows, don't they?
I would watch them.
Yeah, I watched the Cholo and the Chimp.
Pinchy and the Bean, that just sounds
that
great.
That sounds great. They're both cops. Yeah. All right. Well, the Final Four, Mel, I know you know I'm excited, guys. Thank you very much, Michigan. We got to play Loyola. That's a tough one because I love Loyola too. They're the Cinderella of this year's tournament. I got to root for Michigan, but yeah. Sister Jean and company, that's kind of a great story. Yes. And we were all watching the game. I was working with Dr. Ken this weekend at the Oxnard Improv. You ever been there, Mel?
It's
pretty new.
Yeah.
Great club. Beautiful.
It's pretty. It's,
club.
But it's in Oxnard.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
It is. But it was worth the drive. We had a great time. Great show. And everyone's watching the game in the green room, and I was making everyone root for Michigan.
Yeah, well,
which no one wanted to do. No, but we won. I was super
usually
excited.
You root against them because you.
Yeah, probably. and this is great. You set this up, Mel. Iona, am I saying that right? Iona College, Iona University, I guess. Their head coach, Tim Kluse, is going to be calling the show tonight to talk about March Madness. Yes. It has been a wild tournament. Yeah. A lot of Cinderellas. You know, in effect, and we're going to talk to
him. Did Duke win or lose after all?
They lost today.
Okay. So.
Lost to Kansas, so it's going to be Kansas and Villanova in the other Final Four game. It's been a great tournament. Also, that kids' march today, what a turnout, right?
Yesterday.
What a great turnout, and they're going to have a walkout, nationwide walkout in April 20th, in the anniversary of Columbine. So it's March for Our Lives. We commend the kids.
On 420, they're walking out?
Yeah, that's okay.
Pretty smart. These kids are way smarter than I thought they were.
But you know what? We used to do our own walkout on 420.
Yeah,
you know. Also, Stormy Daniels. Did she see Stormy?
Yes,
tonight.
On 69 Minutes.
She was on 60 Minutes, although she claims with Trump it was more like 60 seconds.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
You know.
She spanked him with his own magazine. You've been a bad POTUS. Early.
So that was like $10,000 a minute around there about.
Something like that. Hey, look who else is here. He's a board out from the future, the Texas Tornado. He's a self-proclaimed MILF magnet. That's why he's known as Kid Cougar. In fact, he once showed his Doppler to Stormy Daniels while he was interning at the Weather Channel.
He was acquitted, though.
Yeah, well, he likes puppies and long walks on the beach, and, of course, he is the White Bronco. Here he is, Mr. Mike Fox.
Oh, I love puppies. Yep.
Yeah, I was... Watching your team today,
Texas Tech.
Also Bob Coburn's team, Red Raiders representing, but couldn't get it done there against Villanova. They're pretty tough.
Yeah, they are.
Now, UCLA, are they still in the female?
They might be.
Yeah,
it's the women's basketball.
Yeah, the women's. I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Come on.
Correct. I'm afraid of women nowadays.
Well, you should be.
Yeah.
We know your history, Mel.
Well,
now Jonesy, I got Jonesy gave me a hat. I'm Jonesy's homeboy hat. How about that? If I was his homeboy, though, I'd have to be from like Chelsea, England or something. But anyway,
I like how homeboy is caught on internationally.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Jonesy was saying he loved the bit last week where the model stole the donuts.
But that would only have been a bit. I mean,
she actually stole the donuts.
It wasn't really a bit.
No,
you guys
unfortunately.
All looked at me like I was responsible.
And everybody was like, why would a model steal donuts?
I don't know. That's like an oxymoron.
It does seem that way. Yeah. Well, anyway, we got donuts tonight. Just keep an eye on them, will you?
Yes.
If a model shows up.
I don't know. The guys from sports
we'll
are in there.
Yeah, we'll call the cops. All right, we got a great show for you tonight. As mentioned, the head basketball coach of Iona University, Tim Kloos, will be joining us. Break down the March Madness Final Four. The bad boy from New Jersey, Mike Marino's back in the house. Don't tell nobody. All right.
Make America Italian again.
Again. And Barry Katz, the president of Show Business, will be stopping by with his always informative, always uplifting industry standard report. Dave Smith will be here as well from NBC Sports, our buddy. And, of course, Don Barris and the Ding Dong Crew. You can catch them live every Monday night at 10 p.m. at the Comedy Store in Hollywood. Producer Mel saw him last week, and he still hasn't recovered. That was a life-changing experience, isn't it?
It was.
The look on the audience faces is worth going for.
It,
right there.
It is. It's poetry in Fellini in motion.
It's all the above. It is mind-bending. Yep. Check it out. They'll be here later. And it's all popping off on the Fraser Smith Show. We're brought to you tonight by Uncle Slappy's gluten-free Pop-Tarts. They are slaptastic.
They're back.
Good. Yep. And by Trump's Tacos, home of the comb-over quesadilla, the fake news fajita, and, of course, the new Stormy Daniels Sopa. Yeah, they're Trumpalicious. Fraser Smith Show, 95.5 KLOS The Rock. Yeah. Cheap Trick, 95.5 KLOS The Rock, Southern California. Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Would you like to do a number with me? Yeah. We can take a break. Go ahead and clap, guys. Fraser Smith Show.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Without a cue, we're lost. You can just say
you're lost. What about, by the way, that was not a plus-size model.
No.
It stole the donuts.
No, she was, the donuts were thicker than her.
That's why she could afford to steal them, I think.
Donuts have more calories than
that. Yeah. Keep an eye, though, Mel, in the green room. Might have to call the cops, as Mike said.
Yes.
All right, we have Tim Kloos coming up. He is the head coach of the Iona Gaels. That's the name of their team, their basketball team from back east, New Rochelle, New York. And he is a head coach. He's checking in with us live in just a little bit to talk about the March Madness. What a tournament so far. All right, we're coming back with that.
I'm sure he was happy about Duke today.
Probably, because they beat him. Yeah. So, yeah, he's probably happy to see them go down. All right, we're coming. Everybody is when it's Duke, right? Come on.
It's like the Yankees.
They're like the Yankees. Yeah. Everybody hates them. We'll be back after this. It is the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KOS. Fraser Smith on the Fraser Smith Show. Mel, just keep an eye in the green room in case that model doubles back and tries to steal those donuts.
I heard they returned to scene of the crime.
She might be in disguise, too. On the line right now, this is really a treat. He is the coach of the Iona Gaels. He is the head coach, and we're having him on today all the way from the East Coast to talk about March Madness. Coach Tim Kloos. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing really well, thanks.
Coach, thanks for staying up late and joining us. We really appreciate that. And congrats to your team. Another great year for you guys.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and it's been quite a tournament.
Oh, it's really been exciting, hasn't it?
Just unbelievable. Unbelievable. And Cinderella's galore, and I think that's probably what the tournament's really always all about. I guess to start, that Buffalo beat Arizona, that was a big surprise.
Yeah, they played really, really well that game, and they beat them handily. And Sister Jean's got the Loyola team on fire and going to the Final Four.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? She is just...
That's a great story.
It really is. Now, how good are they? They seem like... a team of destiny. Is that a really good team?
They're playing at a really high level right now, and they're sharing the ball and just making shots and making game winners all over the place, and they're playing with a ton of confidence, so I wouldn't count them out against anybody.
Well, you know, they've got to play Michigan next. That is my team. I'm a Michigan fan, and
okay.
I don't know who to root for.
He laughed. I heard him.
Well, I know. Well, I kind of like Loyola, too, because of that story. You know, it's just such a great story. How does that game shape up for you?
You know, I think it's going to be a really interesting game. I think Michigan has been playing at a really high level themselves, and it's two teams that really, really move the ball well and can really score offensively. Michigan's has a little bit more size, but Loyola does a nice job of switching a lot of things and taking away a lot of offensive options from teams. So looking forward to a good game. Both coaches do a terrific job, and their kids are really dialed in.
Yeah, they seem to be, and they're hitting those shots, aren't they?
Both teams are hitting shots.
Yeah.
And both have really good offense and really good spacing, and they do a great job.
Now, this little school from Baltimore, UMBC, I thought it was like a cable network. Those guys, well, it was unbelievable. They beat number one Virginia. What do you know about that team?
You know, I know they're a scrappy team, and they played really well the second half of the year. And I just thought it was kind of, well, timing was really a big thing. Virginia lost a really talented player, and they like to play slow. And they have a hard time playing from behind. UMBC just made shots, and they were so quick out there. It was hard for Virginia actually to guard. And most teams, you know, are playing a little bit bigger, and Virginia plays really good pick-and-roll defense. And this team spread them out and did a lot more dribble drive, and they had a hard time guarding at all five spots. And once they got behind, it was really, really difficult for them to make a run because they're not used to having to play catch-up basketball.
Yeah, yeah. What an amazing game. Now, Duke lost today to Kansas. And you guys played Duke in the opening round. How did you have that? What was that experience like playing Duke?
It was great playing against them. You want to play against the best, and all of our guys were really excited about it. And if Duke had shot the way they did against us today, they'd be going to the Final Four. but it was just a great game today, though, and both teams, you know, had a chance. That last shot in regulation, I thought was going down for Duke. It rolled around and touched every part of the rim and fell out.
Yeah,
and then Kansas took advantage of that in overtime.
Yeah, that was a crazy shot. Kansas moves on. They're taking on Villanova. How do you see that game?
Both teams are playing probably the best ball of the year. Villanova has about seven guys who offensively are really, really talented and can score the ball in different ways. So I think they're a tough matchup in that way. They have so many guys who can score. Kansas, you know, is playing really well, and Coach Seltz has got them back to the Final Four and has really good guard play, has a good big man who unfortunately fouled out today, but they were able to kind of overcome that. So I think you're going to have a couple of great games in the semifinal games.
All right, I'm going to come back in a minute and get your pick, but right now I want to ask you about the great John Wooden. You know, we're out here in L.A., and, of course, he is the Wizard of Westwood and had the most amazing tournament record of all. What are your thoughts about John Wooden?
Oh, what he did was just incredible. I mean, it's never going to ever be repeated and can't be repeated. So he's a legend, and rightfully so, and people who I know who knew him speak so highly of him as a human being, not just a basketball coach, and he always had time for everyone to sit down and see how they're doing, to talk basketball, to help people in their lives. I think he's just a tremendous man and tremendous legacy.
That is true indeed, and a real role model. Tim Kluse is with us. He is the coach of the Iona Gaels. We want to say a shout out to your cousin Chris. And Chris helped hook this up with you tonight. We appreciate that. You work with the Simpsons and Mad TV and a bunch of stuff. Play stickball with our producer, Mel.
The commissioner.
Is he the commissioner
he
of
is.
Your stickball league?
He started it all. He is. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
He loves the stickball, let me tell you that. And he loves all the guys that he plays with.
Yeah, they really have fun playing. Now, do you have any advice for young players?
Yeah, just to work really hard and hold yourself accountable to higher standards than what are out there in society right now, and push yourself to be the best you can be and dream big.
All right, there you go. That is very good.
Cool.
And who do you see as your pick to win it all in this?
Oh, man, I can't say one team because I'm going to run into those coaches on the recruiting trail.
Diplomatically spoken, my friend. Well, Tim, we really thank you for joining us, and good luck in the future to Iona and the Gaels, and we really appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time, and guys, be well.
Enjoy those games, Coach.
Thank you, buddy.
I will, you too.
All right, thank you. There he is, Tim Kluse.
Yes.
We thank him for joining us on the Fraser Smith Show. It's 95.5 KLOS, Aragas, Southern California. That's all I want. Fraser Smith Show. I want to thank Tim Kluse, the coach of the Iona Gaels. Thanks for setting that up, Mel. That guy was cool.
That's all to Chris. And I stole his line about the 69 minutes.
Yeah, okay. I knew you got that from somebody.
Yeah, well.
What, you got a writer's now? Yeah. Hey, you know what? But he laughed when I said I was a Michigan
fan. I saw that.
What
that
was that all about?
I don't know. It was just like a normal reaction, too. It wasn't like a premeditated.
I think he was mocking me somehow.
It sounded like you poor guy. Is what I heard. Well, that's what I heard. You're like, oh, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll see.
We'll see. I would love to see Michigan take this one.
Yeah. I would, too. But, you know, Loyola, too. But I got to root for the Wolverines. All right. Well, we have Bob Zaney on the line, the great Bob Zaney, the legendary Cub reporter. Bob, are you there?
I'm here, Frazier. And can I just say, since I want to thank you for all the credits you gave to Mel from the beginning of the show. And I wasn't even mentioned I was on this show. I'm like snuck in,
well,
like Mel and his ancestors.
That is true.
There's not one mention of me being here on the show.
Here you are.
What do I got to do?
We're just glad to have you on the show, Bob Zaney. How are you?
I'm very excited.
What's going on?
I'm good. I got the big show coming up Saturday, 8 o'clock at the Ice House in Pasadena. It's Bob Zaney in concert, pretty much.
I'm going
to
be there.
I invited you out to the show.
Yeah, I'm going out there.
You're going to be there? Good.
Yeah, I'm going to think. I've got a week to think of an excuse, though, in case I decide not
to. Yeah, I know you do. But maybe you could send Mel in your place, and then I could tell Mel we're going to start the show in 15 minutes. Just wait outside.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. So you're doing your big industry showcase show out there at the Ice House.
Yeah, I'm inviting some of the people in the industry to come see. You know, I've been doing this for a while, let's be honest, but I think I've gotten better at it, so what the hell?
You've got to be one of the best comedians in the whole country, if not the world.
I really am. And nothing will pay the mortgage, trust me.
Yeah. Well, how are your cats doing, by the way?
The cats are great. Actually, Erin is working tonight. She hosted the show at the Van Nuys Comedy Club.
Oh, yeah, the Springbok.
My lovely wife, Erin O'Connor. She's going to be at the Pickwick Pub in Woodland Hills on March 29th. So, you know, we're doing the showbiz thing. I'm going to be at the Laugh Factory, too, this week. Are you going to be there on Friday?
I will be there. So
okay,
I'll see you there.
Friday.
Bye.
I have something interesting. Mel and I always swap stories, you know, I'm waiting to come on. And yeah. I was at the Dollar Tree, and there a woman in front of me, she bought 15 frozen burritos. And she says to the cashier, I've got a food stamp card. And I'm thinking she didn't really get the memo. You don't call that anymore, that. But anyway, the point is, okay, she only had $14 on it, so she put $14 towards the frozen burritos, and the rest of it went to actually on her credit card. So she's on the road to recovery, and I love stories like that.
It's a good story.
To put $1.89 on your credit card for frozen burritos. Maybe you could put one back.
Yeah, I've done it before. All right, now, so do you have the Zaney Report ready to go?
Yeah, a lot going on. And our friend, comedian Byron Allen, has bought the Weather Channel for $300 million.
I saw that.
Yeah, he plans to have a studio audience shouting, "How cold was it?"
Okay. Okay.
Hey, in Washington, D.C., a bronze statue of 1990s Mayor Marion Barry is outside of the Washington City Council building. Ironically, it's already riddled with cracks. Crack everywhere.
Yeah, that's not even that ironic. All right. I can see that.
Hey, the Church of Scientology will launch its own TV channel.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess they know a lot about programming.
Okay.
I don't know where that came from.
Some of the shows being considered are Eight is Just a Start, Little Spaceship on the Prairie, Yours, Kirstie Alley.
I would watch that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'd be a good show.
Yeah.
Hey, couple stories coming from Reno, Nevada. You know, I was just there at the Laugh Factory about a month ago.
Were you?
This kind of sad news, Frazier. The last drive-through wedding chapel has closed down.
What?
Yeah,
really?
Preachers will never say again, "Would you like a divorce with that?"
Yeah. Well, that's too bad.
And another Reno story, a man who was found with 40 grams of meth in his underwear was sentenced to 25 years in prison. Now, this is his second offense. His first, his underwear was dirty.
Oh, well, that's not good. Yeah.
No, it isn't. And Mel knows to have clean underwear when he's smuggling drugs into Pacoima.
Does he know that?
It's drug smuggling 101.
Well,
yeah.
It really
know.
Is.
Yeah, he should know. Yeah. Well, we can put them together clean with underwear, Mary and Barry. Yeah.
And finally, in Denver, Colorado, Mayor Michael Hancock apologized for sending inappropriate text messages to a former female staffer. Hancock said, while I'm at it, I apologize for my last name.
Yeah. All you'd have to do is send your last name, and we'd be in trouble.
You're fine.
Yeah.
And there you have it, Fraser. That's the Zany Report.
Thank you.
Go to BobZany.com. You can see a great poster of me, my big show at the Ice House. Fraser will be up. Mel, I really hope you can make it.
We're going to be out there. Are you going to be selling your...
Does that mean he's driving again?
I don't know if we need that. Hey, are you going to be selling your Sam and the Other Pink Meat T-shirts?
I will have some shirts there, Fraser. Of course, the official shirt of this program. It's Eat Salmon, the Other Pink Meat. Let's get it properly out there.
There you go.
It's available at BobZany.com. And I'll have my new CD, too, Unplugged and Plugged Up. Baby!
There you go.
Very cool. The cats are put away. Frankie's on the couch sleeping. So I appreciate the support, Fraser. I mean, without this show, I could call in another one.
Oh, thank you.
No, I mean that. I know there's a lot of funny. I think you have Randy Kagan coming up on the show.
He's going to be on the show later, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't promote him either. You know what?
God. Why do
you really don't promote comedians? It's like, hey, what? Oh, you're a janitor? Come on.
That's why my only fans are cats.
Steve Wilson's going to say the same thing.
Yeah, he will.
It's not right.
Well, I'm sorry.
You're the best, Fraser.
We love you.
I got to get going.
All right.
Because I'm paid for this call.
Oh, thanks. All right. We'll see you Saturday night at your big show.
Yeah. You got it. I appreciate it.
Bay. There he is, the great Bob Zany on the Rock of Southern California. Fraser Smith Show. 95.5 KLOS, Fraser Smith Show. You know, Tim Kluse, the coach, the Iona Gales coach, nice enough to call from the East Coast. Must be 4 in the morning or something back there.
Very coherent for
him. Yeah.
Yes.
So the coach was real cool, but he didn't want to make a pick in the finals for the March Madness because he's being diplomatic.
Right.
He said he might run into those coaches. By the way, they are not listening to the show.
No, but you don't know that.
You don't know that. It's true. I can see that. But he was great. We also have the great Barry Katz coming up. Man, he invented show business.
Yes, he did.
So he'll be here with his industry standard report.
Johnny Hardwick.
Johnny Hardwick's coming up, too, from King of the Hill. Yes. He's our buddy. Steve Wilson, our old friend, comedian Steve Wilson, is going to be on the show on Esther Koo.
Yes, speaking of instigators.
The troublemaker of all time. Wait till she gets here.
Oh, yeah.
Esther Koo's going to be, she is awesome.
She's just going to take the donuts just to despise it. She won't even eat them. She'll just throw them away afterwards, she knows. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Esther Koo. Watch out, guys. Yeah. And Dave Smith from NBC Sports, our buddy.
Very cool.
He's going to be coming on the show. All kinds of stuff to talk to him. And Mike Marino, too.
Make Italian great again. Make America Italian again.
Something like that. Anyway, he's Italian. And he's coming on the show. And on the show right now is our buddy Diamond Dave. Dave, what's happening?
What is happening? It is great to be here, and I'm so happy to be talking once again on my favorite station.
Well, we're glad to have you here, Dave. How are things? What are you doing tonight?
Well, I took your advice on the Sweet 16.
You did? Did you go to the games?
No, hello? I'm at Pussycat Theater watching Sweet 16. What are you talking about?
I was talking about the basketball, but that's okay.
That's okay. This is almost over, and then I'm going to be watching Womb Raider. That's a double feature.
Yeah.
I should be in right after that. And I also got a chance to sit down tonight with Miss Stormy Daniels for my exclusive interview, and I will be telling you some of the down low on what actually happened between her and Demond Trump.
Okay.
Tease for when you get up here.
I think that's right. Yeah. So you actually interviewed Stormy Daniels?
I did. You know what's an interesting story about her is she got arrested at the Victoria's Secret. Because she went in to try on a bra and she asked for the KKK, and that's not what she meant at all.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I always wondered what size she was.
I get it though. Yeah. All right, so you went to the Sweet 16, and last week, of course, you went to see Black Panties instead of Black Panther. Same
thing. Which is a great movie, by the way.
It is.
The Lupita Nyong'o, Gong Joon-ho being go.
Some of my favorite.
Wow. All in one film.
Favorite actresses.
Epichanga Machinga.
Yeah.
What a great actor. Really, really good. And yeah. You know who's looking good in that didn't have a lot of lines was Bing Gong Dong 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 Binga.
Really?
Really well, good.
I'm not surprised. Yeah, that's cool. Well, all right. Well, very good. And what else is going on tonight? What are you up to?
Well, as I said, I'm hanging in there for Womb Raider. It should be coming up soon. But I wanted to talk a little bit about, as you know, David Lee Roth, the movie is coming out. We finally finished it, and we've added a co-star to it. It's a black actor, Ramalama Ding Dong.
Ramalama, yeah.
And yes, and what a great actor. And you know what doesn't, by the way, when Ramalama Ding Dong comes in with me, please do not mention the word midget. They don't like that word. They prefer the word little people.
I know that. Okay. Yeah, well, we'll be cool. You're coming by the show a little later?
Yeah. I am. I'm feeling a little strange from this free butter they gave me here. Yeah, but
okay. I hope that's butter. Okay.
No,
well, listen.
Not yours to grab, sir.
All right, listen. Okay, you better go. Yeah, listen, we'll look for him later, I guess, here on the show. Diamond Dave stopping by a little later. Fraser Smith Show, 95.5 KLOS. That's Van Halen, Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Fraser Smith Show. Joining us right now from NBC Sports Radio, the former sports god, Dave Smith.
And still a sports god.
You
Thank
are still
you.
A sports god. Once a sports god, always a sports god, right?
And, yeah, absolutely. Congratulations, by the way, on Michigan. You're Wolverines in the Final Four.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate that. Really excited about that. And now they have to play Loyola. What do you think?
Yeah, and then the winner gets Trumbull University, right? I heard you talking about. They made the Final Four.
Yeah, the Fighting Comb-overs are pretty tough this year.
Well, they won their first two games, but, you know, he had the opponent deported before the game started, so they were both forfeits, right?
Yeah, they were forfeit. It's the only way they can win. They have no uniforms. They're all repossessed.
Yeah.
But, you know, we did have, by the way, we had the coach. You had him on your show. We had the, from Iona.
Tim Clues, two weeks ago I had him on, right before the tournament started, before the game with Duke.
What do you think of that guy?
I love him because he's totally unorthodox. He plays kind of like, you know, Loyola Marymount played back in the day with Paul Westhead.
Right.
Racehorse up and down. And in practice every day, they scrimmage for 2 hours and they use a 10-second shot clock. That's how fast he wants to play.
Wow. I didn't know. I wish I'd known that. I would have asked him. Well, okay, so Michigan plays Loyola. How do you see that game going?
I just ducked under the console here because lightning's going to strike through the ceiling here going against Sister Jean, but I like Michigan.
It's hard to go against Sister Jean.
Yeah. I like Michigan.
Do you? Okay, good.
Too many athletes and too much size. But, you know, they're playing great. Loyola, that's
they're hitting
what can
their
you
shots,
say?
Yeah. And they hit outside shots. But Michigan's got size on them, right?
Yeah, and athletes, and they're just a better team. But, you know, they won the first game out of last second shot, the second game out of last second shot, the third game close. It's a divine intervention right now.
It really is. Sister Jean is working.
You know, she's got a bobblehead doll right now, and she's got her own line of Nike shoes.
Is that right?
She's taking over the world.
Wow. At 98. Yeah. Better get it in now.
Yeah.
Well, Sister Jean is pretty awesome, man. I got to say that. But I'm still going for the Wolverines, of course. And in the other game, it's Kansas Villanova. What do you think there?
Well, I picked Kansas before this thing started, so I'm going to stick with them. The close one today, boy, they were so close
to
losing today.
That was a close
today.
Game. Yeah, and that shot
Grayson
rimmed
Allen.
Out.
How did that not go down?
Couldn't figure that out. That was a wild one.
How about you see that charge block call toward the end of the game?
Yeah.
Duke's best player went out with his fifth foul. Sure looked like a charge on Kansas, so they got lucky today.
They did get lucky, and they're in the fight. So you think they'll get past Villanova?
Yes. Although I think Villanova's the best team in the tournament right now.
But you think Kansas can
Well, I picked them before it started, so I didn't stick with them. Yeah, I'm with my Jayhawks.
All right. So okay. Now, all right. So we were talking about Michigan and Florida State, which was last night. What a game. Really tight game, and I was watching it out at the Oxnard Improv with Dr. Ken, my buddy. We're all in the green room watching the game, holding your breath if you're a Michigan fan, and we won it. But there was something controversial at the end where there was 12 seconds left. Michigan won by 4, and they just kind of stopped. They didn't.
Florida State took a 3-point shot.
Didn't foul or do anything. Yeah.
Florida State takes a 3-point shot and misses. Michigan gets the rebound, 12.7 seconds left. It's only a 4-point game, Fridge. You got a foul.
Exactly.
How many times have you seen a team come back down four with 12 seconds left?
Many times, especially when Michigan's not a very good foul shooting
team. Yes. And Leonard Hamilton puts his hands up and says, "That's it, boys," and he quits. And they just let Michigan run the clock out.
Now, he was confronted after the game by an announcer, and he got real mad at her. But I think she was right. I mean, she just said, "Why did you do that?"
I don't think he knew what the score was. Did you see? He said, what are you talking about? There was 15 seconds left. And then he said, "Well, how many points are we down?" He might have lost track of the score, although I think the conspiracy theorist in me, Fraze, you know what I think?
What?
I'm making the sign right here. Spread was 4.5.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Could be some money changing hands.
Could be, my friend. That's interesting. It was kind of weird, though. You're right, because we've seen teams come back under those circumstances.
I mean, Michigan could miss free throws. They could turn it over. Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. Yeah. That was weird, man. But I'm glad we won. I'm excited for these next two games. And, I'm going to ask you at the end to give us your final pick. A couple other things, though, I want to find out about. The Kings and the Ducks, are they going to make the playoffs?
Oh, that's a good question. How far out are both of them right now? I know they're both they're
right there on the cusp. I don't know. Ducks won tonight. Kings play tomorrow night, I believe. And but they've got to step it up right now to get in. It's going to be tight.
Absolutely. And I don't know a heck of a lot about hockey, but I love the old pond out there for a place to watch a game.
Oh yeah, you can't beat that.
Oh, I love it.
Now we got baseball season coming up. What do you think, Dodgers and Angels? What do you think?
I think the curse of the sports god is on the Angels, because I used to work for the Angels station, AM 830.
Uh-huh.
And they, under nefarious circumstances, they let me go about 7 or 8 years ago. So
you put a curse on them?
I put the curse of the sports god on them, and look what's happened since. The Pujols contract, a disaster. the Hamilton contract, a disaster. C.J. Wilson, and now Shohei Ohtani. He gave up 9 runs yesterday in
spring
training.
Did
yes.
he? Oh, my God. These are big... pick, you know, they're big.
He's the new Babe Ruth, supposedly.
Supposedly. He can pitch and hit, but wow. Well, you know what? Don't mess with the sports guys.
That's right.
Yeah, it's like even worse than Sister Jean.
I put the curse of Chick on the Lakers one time, and they had a 10-year drought. So be careful.
Watch out, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to be really nice to you. all right, Tiger Woods coming up in the Masters. Some pundits are actually picking him to win.
You know, he was 100-1 a month ago. Now he's 10-1 because of the good two performances he put in. You know, the encouraging thing is after that back surgery, he's swinging free. He's not hurt. He's not injured. He's got, what was it? He has the fastest club head speed of anybody on tour right now.
Does he really?
Yeah, he's back.
So he is back.
I hope it's great for golf. I hope he does win.
I'd love to see it. Yeah, that would be awesome, man. All right, let me see. What else do we want to ask? Oh, tell us a story again about when you were Ball's coach out there at where were you?
Canoga Park High School.
Canoga Park.
Out in the valley back in the
late
80s.
You were the basketball coach,
I was the basketball coach. And who was my power forward? LeVar Ball back in the day. And who knew back then?
Who knew?
What would happen?
You said he was the same kind of guy, right?
He was trash-talking. He loved messing with people. He had a great sense of humor. Loved pushing buttons. The exact same guy he is now. And you know the amazing thing? He was saying back then, I'm going to find a woman over 6 feet tall who's a great athlete. We're going to make boys. They're all going to go to UCLA, and they're all going to play for the Lakers. And they said, oh, Mike, well, he's done it once now.
Yeah, well, Nostradamus in the house.
You know, and when I used to walk into the gym every day, he'd say, old man Smith. He'd cup his hands over his mouth. He said it every day.
Well, you know what? You got back at him, though, because he never beat you one-on-one, and yet he said to everyone that he could beat Michael Jordan one-on-one.
He's got to stop lying. He says he's never lost a game of one-on-one in his life, and he was better than Michael Jordan in his prime. I used to beat him every day after practice. He's lying. Maybe that's why. You know, I'm the only show he doesn't go on, and I'm the old coach.
I think we know why.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was your team back then?
This is a funny story, too. My first year at Canoga Park High, we went all the way to the city championship game. We lost in the sports arena for the city championship.
Wow.
And I said, man, this thing is easy. I'm a genius. I'm a great coach. I'm going to go on and coach in college. I'm going to be an NBA coach. Everything I do works. Nobody's been as good a coach as I am. Then all my seniors graduated. Next year we went 2-22.
Ah.
And I started looking at radio as a career right after that.
That will drive you to radio.
And then you learn you're only as good as your players.
Yeah. There's one other guy I want to ask you about. It's this guy for the Bucks. I can't even say his name.
The Greek Freak?
Yeah, the Greek Freak. What up with that guy? I was watching a special. Well, they had him on. I was watching Stormy Daniels on 60 Minutes. And then right after that, the Greek Freak came on. It's a good combo, actually.
The Greek Freak.
What about that guy? I mean, he looked unbelievable.
He's unbelievable. For a young kid, when he's in his early 20s, he's close to 7 feet tall. He can handle it like a point guard, finish and dunk, make three-point shots,
play every position,
run like a deer. It's, Wow, he reminds me a little bit of Olajuwon back in the day, but a better outside shot.
Guy's pretty amazing.
He's
incredible. Right?
You know, his younger brother just declared for the draft. He's a freshman in college right now.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And he put his name in for the draft.
Wow. That's a pretty amazing athlete there. All right.
Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Giannis.
It sounded like the guys that were in that movie that Diamond Dave was watching. All right.
Stormy Daniels.
Yeah. All right. One more final question. Who do you see winning the whole thing, March Madness?
Villanova's playing the best right now, but I'm sticking with Kansas. That was my pick before it started, and I'm going with Bill Self and the Jayhawks. I think they really dodged the bullet today.
And they'll
it looked
play,
like
yeah.
they were going to lose against Duke.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And by the way, why are they playing Duke in the Elite Eight? They seeded the teams all wrong again, this freaking committee. They shouldn't be playing that early.
Yeah, I think you're probably right there, too. That's right. That could have been a final. Well, you know what? I want to thank you for joining us, Dave Smith.
Thank you.
You were awesome. You are a sports god.
Thank you.
And when is your show on?
It's on 6 to 10, Saturday and Sunday nights, NBCSportsRadio.com, or you can go to SiriusXM205.
Beautiful. And don't forget to stop off at Trump's Tacos, because I know you love it.
I hear the big news. They're open 24 hours now.
Is that right?
I was there before the show.
Wow, man. They've got the new Stormy Daniels sofa. You got to check that out.
Said, if you mention this show, by the way, the manager was telling me, 2-for-1 on Deportes. If you mention
yeah.
the Fraser Smith Show.
And you get a free comb-over quesadilla. Thanks so much, Dave, for joining us.
Anytime.
Fraser Smith Show coming back. Fraser Smith on the Fraser Smith Show. And joining us right now, some people say he invented show business. I just say he's the president of show business. And here he is, the amazing Barry Katz.
All right.
You are the industry standard, my friend.
Incredible. Water.
Wow.
Pills of different colors.
And we have donuts.
And donuts, which make you lose your erection.
Yeah. You know what happened last week? The model stole the donuts.
The models did.
Yeah. No, a model stole the donuts. And we couldn't figure out why a model would eat donuts, but that, you know. She did. She took off with him.
How do you know she was eating them?
Well, we don't know. Anything could have happened. You're right.
She could have been good playing ring toss.
Yeah, she could have. There you go. You're always thinking, Barry Katz. All right, so you were at the Carrot Top show tonight?
I went to interview Carrot Top for Industry Standard at the Agora Canyon Club. That guy is just...
He's pretty amazing, isn't he?
Just amazing, and I think to myself, you know... We've talked many times about the artists that make it huge, but people always try to cut them down. They always try to take them down because they're not the norm.
And he's had a lot of that.
So the norm is, and this isn't saying anything negative about people who do comedy like you do comedy, where you plant your feet and you stand there and you deliver the jokes. And that's what... We're taught in our business of how that's the way you do it. And so if there's a guy who pulls props out of a trunk and writes jokes around those props, we're taught, oh, that's not real comedy. That's
not
a comedian.
People have always kind of made fun of prop comics, haven't they?
But what people forget is that, and if you study television and the beginnings of television and the everything about the great, great comedy artists, you start with who was the first television star ever? Lucille Ball, okay? And if you talk and you study and you look at interviews about Lucille Ball, who did pieces of comedy and did nightclub stuff as well and did her television show, and still to this day, shows are shot exactly like they were shot when she did it.
That's true.
And she took risks and she started her own thing, and she'll be the first one to tell you that she was nothing without a prop. Her props were what helped her be funny.
Well,
one of the most respected people in the world.
And people like W.C. Fields and going way back.
Benny, the violin.
Yep, they were all prop guys.
And so that's what people don't realize. Milton Berle.
Milty.
He needed the props to make him
what he
was. And the dress. And that doesn't mean that, you know, people think that when they see somebody like Eddie Izzard do his hour special, the first one he did on HBO, they think, oh, well, this guy's an incredible monologist, and he is. He's amazing.
Yeah.
But I think he would even be the first to tell you that the prop was partially the dress. And then once you got past the dress, then you whatever.
But well, it gets your attention, but you have to be funny, and he is really funny.
Yeah, and the thing about Carrot Top, whose real name, by the way, is Scott Thompson.
Scott Thompson, yeah.
Is if you really study his act, which why would anybody listening anything? You'll find out and you'll realize that at least 33 to 40% of his act is stand-up.
Regular stand-up.
Regular stand-up.
Yeah.
The guy did over 30 appearances on The Tonight Show, including the last one that Jay Leno had. He's been in Vegas for 23 years, and I can tell you, and you're a savant of comedy, and anyone listening, please name to me any stand-up comedian that has had a residency in Las Vegas for over 20 years, and you won't be able to find one.
It's pretty hard to find.
And
yeah.
He's done it, and then he goes... And this is the thing about him that blows me away, and I think it's true of every profession if you want to be great at it. It's like an obsession. So this guy does 300 shows a year. Now, I'm surely telling you that he doesn't have to do 30 shows a year. This was a guy who, when his five-year mark in his career, was doing like 300 colleges a year. This guy was a millionaire when he started doing comedy.
Yeah, he was 12.
Yeah, I mean, he created his own logo when on his third time doing stand-up. He had the vision of what he wanted to be and how he wanted to be it. But the point I'm trying to make is he's in Vegas, okay? This guy, similarly to David Copperfield, who does 635 shows a year.
Is that how many he does?
And he's made millions of dollars and still does them. So this week I'm sitting down with Carrot Top. I'm like, well, I don't mean to be rude, but why are you on the road? This is your week off. What are you doing? And he said, look, you know, I want to get better. I want to move forward in my career. The things I have out there, I'm trying new stuff. I've been working here at the Sound Check, working on new bits.
No, he's always working. You know, he does a show on his night off. I actually noticed that, too, because I was going out to play at Fantasy Springs last weekend, and I saw a big billboard for Carrot Top. And, you know, I know he's in Vegas on the residency, so he has to actually take on his night off and go and do a show. He's that dedicated.
And that's what it has to be,
yeah.
And that's what you have to do. And that's why, you know, you're doing your stand-up on every night of the week you can. Then you come here and do your radio show. Let me tell you something, and your audience, you listen. If you could be doing stand-up tonight, you would be on stage somewhere.
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
And that's what
I don't have a billboard, but I would be on stage. Yeah,
but I mean that's the thing. It's like
I think it's obsession, and you know, you feel like you're not working, that you're not doing enough if you're not working, you know. And I think he really does feel that way. And his act is much cleverer than people give him credit for.
He's
very sharp.
Again, no disrespect to monologists who stand there and tell jokes, but can anyone in the audience name me in the past 20 years any comedian that does props that's broken through and become a household name?
Gallagher.
And Gallagher was Carrot Top's inspiration.
Yeah.
And
I think he stole his props.
And you are a savant like I am. And Gallagher had more than two-thirds regular stand-up material.
Oh, yeah.
And then he had the routines that were for the people who were a little bit, you know, didn't want the smart stuff, like the tennis rackets throwing chocolates in the crowd or the watermelon.
Smashing the watermelon, yeah.
But he could do like 30 minutes on your ankle and your foot.
You know, I opened for him for a while and worked with him a lot, actually. And you're right, he could do straight stand-up. He could do an hour of just regular stand-up.
And Gallagher, for, again, your audience, and I'll go on record, and I'll to this day, you know, the guy was a genius,
yeah.
And is a registered genius.
Yeah.
He's a brilliant man. But one of the things you find, like when I was interviewing Carrot Top, was really fascinating. The things that meant something to him, really meant something to him, were three moments. And I'll never forget what he told me today. He said, unsolicited, Gary Shandling, George Carlin, Jerry Seinfeld came up to him. When he didn't go up to them, they came up to him and said, I really love what you do, and especially this bit here or that bit here or that bit there. And when three geniuses come up to you and they unsolicited and they tell you you're doing something right, that means a lot to a guy who's taken a lot of hits and people make fun of.
Sure. And you know, they're wrong to make fun of him because he is really very talented. You know, I opened for him for a week at the MGM, and I saw how hard he has to work. He works hard, you know, in his act. His show is a full four show. Like you say, he does about 40% regular stand-up, and the rest, he's running like a madman all over the stage to do all those bits that he does.
He's like a rock star. He showed me, if you remember, there was a comedy club he worked about 25 years ago or 30 years ago, and the club burnt to the ground, and he lost all of his props. But one of his cases he had at his house, and he had it on stage, and he showed me. And it's amazing that the jokes still work to this day in that thing that was 30 years old. It was like a time capsule.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
There's another great story about he was coming to do the Tonight Show from Vegas, and they lost his luggage, lost his props. So he had to go on and just do regular stand-up.
Incredible.
Yeah, and he killed. I'm glad you ran into him. Scotty's a great guy, man, too.
I learned so much today about, you know, what goes through an artist. I mean, if you think about it, anybody listening, I mean, even myself, I question if I was had that much money and piled up after all the work I'd done, would I continue to do what I'm doing? And I'm embarrassed to say, Frazier, I don't know if I would.
Well, and so you think a lot of people might say that, sure.
And so you see these people who continuously work hard no matter what. You know, he's telling me this, he did Family Guy, and he gets on the phone with Seth MacFarlane, and he says, we got one prop joke we're going to do with you. You know, it's basically the lead guy pulls out a prop, a saw, and it's got glasses on it, and he says, seesaw. And Carrot Top's like, man, Seth, could you? I that's not what I do. No, I don't do the thing. He said, but all the writers laugh. They love it. They love it. You trust me, right? I've done a lot of great things. And he's like, I really don't think the seesaw joke. That's not what I would do. And then he went down, I guess, to the offices and talked to all the writers, and they loved it. So he said, well, far be it for me to tell Seth MacFarlane what works for him or what doesn't. But
well, he's a good sport, you know. Yeah. And I'm glad you talked about him tonight. He is an old friend and a really a talented guy, and he doesn't get enough props. Well, I didn't mean it like that, but he does get enough props, I guess, when you think about it. Hey, what I want to know is where you go to register to be a registered genius. Where do you go from?
I think you go to this radio show, and if you don't go to your car afterwards and reevaluate your life like I do, you are a genius.
Well, I don't know why you would do that, because you are the king of show business.
Oh,
we
man.
Thank you for joining us, Barry
thank
Katz.
You, man. It's
check out his podcast, Industry Standard. It is number one.
I'm going to need those pills.
Yeah, you will. And maybe a donut to wash it down if the model didn't steal them. All right, there he is, Barry Katz, Frazier Smith Show, 95.5 KLOS.
Cinderella.
On the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. I guess the Cinderella would be Loyola this year, right? Yeah, they're the one. Is that? Oh, my gosh. Here they are. Don Barris and the Ding Dong Crew in the house.
Ding Dong Crew.
What's going on, guys?
Hello.
How is everybody?
Hey,
Mary Jane, good
how
to you see
you.
And
hello. Really put you down here today.
Stardust over there. Hello, Stardust. Tennessee's here. Still no Schizo? Where's Skits?
Schizo's been suspended. We talked about that before. And
still suspended?
No, Schizo went boogie boarding and is lost at sea.
No, that's what they're saying on the internet.
Farm is dying.
Uh-oh. Oh, we don't need that.
If he doesn't tweet 2 tweets every day, he can't come back.
Is that what it is?
Before we get going, I do want to say hello. I would like to start out tonight by thanking Mel, believe it or not.
What?
Mel, who has done everything to try to ruin us here at this show.
Did something right?
Yeah. He actually came by, and you know this
he
was there.
He
went to the Ding Dong
show.
Yes. He supported us.
I was very entertained.
He was very drunk, too.
Yeah, I knew he'd be drunk.
I mean, people...
Nothing new there.
I had to tell people not to throw him out, but it was nice because they actually had... We got a picture of Mel, Frazier, and myself. There's one guy missing from that picture.
Yeah, your buddy.
Buddy. Yeah.
Big Mike.
You got to be in my hand. What's that?
I got you.
By the way, I need the mic by you because during my show, when this becomes the Ding Dong Show, you're going to be talking a lot more.
That.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Why don't we get this going? Why don't you introduce us?
All right.
Can we get some music going here?
All right. How about some music?
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about because I need to ask you about.
You going
to
cue me? All right. All right. Here we go. All right, gang. Keith Cunningham and KLOS presents the Ding Dong KLOS Radio Show, starring your host, CEO of Simply Don, the podcast network.com, Don Barris.
Hey, how you doing?
Along with Mary Jane.
Hello.
Stardust.
Groovy.
Tennessee, Ernie Tuxedo.
Yo, brother.
I'm your announcer, Frazier. I'm even more confused than Mel Smith.
Hey, how are you? Good.
How are you guys?
So anyway, so Mel came. He was very nice the
Did
other night.
Did he behave himself? What happened?
Yeah, I think he was all right. He was drunk, and there was a couple times I think drool was coming out of his mouth, which was embarrassing.
That's
we got
pretty
some pictures
normal
of that.
For him, actually.
I need to ask you something. Now, I know you guys don't know Keith very well at all.
My boss, Keith, the program director. Yeah,
He likes everybody in the Ding Dong Show to call him his partner, as I told you before. Yeah, go blue.
Go blue.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are Michigan fans.
Well,
I love
Keith
it.
Now is a Michigan fan because I convinced him, and it was a great. We're in the Final Four for goodness sake.
I love
sake.
It. Come on, Don.
And you know what? It looks like the easiest road to the championship.
I think
game.
So.
Go
oh.
blue.
Yeah. Very good. Very good, guys. I love that. Yeah, Sister Jean. We got to get around that.
No, we don't need that. We just, the Ding Dong Show should sponsor the University of Michigan basketball team this year, and I think that would be good. We could go to the games. Keith, that's the problem I'm having. And maybe you guys can help me out. Now, Keith is always spending on us. He, as you know, may be quitting KLOS because they're not promoting us, right? They're not promoting Tennessee because Keith thinks this guy is out of this world.
I heard he was going to try to get him on The Voice.
He's trying to get him on The Voice. He's trying to get him on, you know, it was too late to get him on American Idol. But you know what? I'm telling you this. Keith is saying, you know what? Screw this job. I want to go on
really?
The road with you guys.
Is go that, blue. Wow.
So there's a real opportunity.
Wow. I like that. The girls are real
Yeah,
fans.
Well, that's, they're Michigan fans.
Oh, and didn't he fly you guys, you guys went to his private box here at Staples Center, didn't you?
We've done that, but did I say, hey, Frazier, put in your own 2 cents?
Oh,
I
sorry.
Asked you if
sorry.
I could ask you a question about
right,
what's
sorry.
Going on here.
Okay.
Keith wants to fly us to the Final Four. And the schedule he wants us to do is he wants us to come on Thursday night, go to San Antonio, Saturday we watch the game, Sunday we have to come back here because Keith is having an Easter party.
Go blue!
And
go blue.
At wow. the Easter party, Keith is trying to convince me that what we have to do is have Schizo as the Easter Bunny.
What?
Now, the problem here...
A shirtless Easter Bunny?
Yeah. Schizo is not going to be there because he's been suspended from
yeah.
all Ding Dong Show activities.
Yeah.
Now...
What do we do?
All right, so here we go. So we got to go there Thursday night, come back Saturday after the game. Sunday we go to Keith's party. Monday... And, you know, I'll tell you something. Before I forget... I don't know why he's so crazy about having Schizo. Do you know why he wants Schizo as the Easter Bunny?
I just know they're buddies.
They're buddies,
yeah,
but
they
still. You know who's upset about this whole thing?
Tennessee.
No, Tennessee. Are you mad?
No, I was thinking about selling my screenplay to Barry Allen. He just purchased the Weather Channel.
Byron Allen, yeah. And we were going to talk about that because that's one thing that Keith is trying to work out. Because if there's a guy that should be doing something with the weather, it's this guy. Do you know he can control the weather?
Really, Tennessee?
Yeah, well, we don't talk about it on this show. We talk about it on real shows. But if you have 3 questions about it, I'll let you go right now. Go Frazier.
Okay, when is it going to rain again?
After this heat wave, a heat wave is coming in the next week.
And then more rain?
Hopefully. That's what I'll be working on.
Oh, okay.
Okay, great questions. You really know. Have you ever thought about working for 60 minutes? You really get to the heart of the matter. No, let me. First of all, do you understand he can control the weather?
That's pretty impressive.
Why wouldn't you ask him to prove it or for him, how can you control the weather or anything like that?
Okay.
What have you done to do? Because this guy is... You've been doing this for quite a few years, able to control the weather. And what are you looking at, by the way?
Since I was 4 years old, I'm looking at Byron Allen's name on here and trying to concentrate selling my screenplay to him.
See, that's the thing. He has tried to get in touch with the government because how great would the government be? What great position they would be.
If you could control the weather.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so what do you think this would be worth to the government? You've actually asked the government numerous times if they were interested in working with you, true or false?
True. It's worth a multi-trillion dollars.
Yes.
I could see that. But I have a question. How come Mel and I were not invited to the Easter party?
Go Blue!
Do I really have to tell you?
Go Blue.
Do I really have to tell
no,
you this?
No, I guess you don't.
I have to say something. I can't bite my tongue anymore.
What's the problem?
Mel, you have to be careful. Frosty's Stonehenge gem is missing, and the HR is coming to get you.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay, Keith is turning you over to HR, and they're
is
probably going to be
right?
seeing you this okay. week.
No.
Yeah.
Wow,
what do
dude.
You have to do with... Did you take anything from Heidi?
I don't even know what HR stands for, so I'm okay.
Human yeah. resources. That's okay. where you go okay. if you do sexual harassment
yeah.
or steal gems from famous Stonehenge places that you stole from Heidi.
Yeah, you know, right, Mel.
Hold everything. You know what? We could talk about Mel being a thief all day long
forever.
If we wanted
so
to.
Yeah. Who has the time?
Is it racist? How? First of all, Mel, how yeah. dare you say that? To me, there's one race, and that's the human race.
There you go. Gone, Barry.
So how yeah. dare you yeah. call me a
wow,
racist?
Can you believe that? He tried that.
Now, I just want to get back to the fact that you've just found a guy that can control the weather, and you're more interested in talking about Mel being a thief.
Well, there's a reason for that. But, you know, I am impressed with the fact that Tennessee knows.
Well, ask him something about it.
Okay, how do you do that?
I take gold and silver from the root when I see it's necessary. It depends on moving around my body in the environment like an acupressure USA.
Hmm. Okay, go Blue. Yeah.
Okay, are you mocking him?
No, not at
are
all.
Are you mocking him?
Not at all.
Let me tell you something.
I think that's great.
Yeah, we have somebody here, and the absolute insane part of this, he could do something, and when you contact the government, what do they say to you?
They thank me for being interested in the environment, and sometimes I get a letter from a prestigious character commenting about clearing the sky because there's a huge clear of the sky, and we needed that from the 60s from all the pollution.
Yeah,
and you want to mock somebody with that kind
no,
of knowledge?
I wasn't mocking
no,
at all.
Let me tell you this. As soon as Keith gets his tour together, we will never see this show again.
Go
goodbye.
Blue.
Goodbye.
Wow, guys. Wait a minute. Don't
wait
go away, man.
I think it's
Don,
time to go.
I can't believe this.
To say every Monday night, 10 p.m. at the World Famous
oh,
Comedy
right.
Store, but the Ding Dong Show has a live stream on YouTube channel, The Ding Dong Show, at 10:30 p.m. every Monday night.
You know what I have to say about that?
What's that?
Go Blue.
Oh, that's funny. Let me throw this at you. Mary Jane just gave a very good promotion for the Ding Dong Show. I think you should do that 15 more times the rest of the show. We'll see you later.
Okay, all right. Well, guys, don't go away, man. Wait a minute.
KLOS. It's the Ding Dong Show.
There they go. Wow, 95.5. The Ding Dong Show. All right, 95.5 KLOS Rock, Southern California. I was alert on that one, wasn't I? Fraser Smith Show. That was AC/DC. That was for Layla, and it's called Big Balls. Look who's, speaking of which, joining us. Come on. The bad boy from New Jersey, Mr. Mike Marino, and his sidekick, his trusty sidekick, Vinny.
Hey, here we are.
I can't believe you brought Vinny.
He just announced us as Big Balls. I don't know how that happened. Well,
come on, you are
Brass
from Jersey.
Balls. Well, I'm from New Jersey, but Vinny's from
Arthur Avenue in the Bronx.
Arthur
Avenue. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, you know what, man? Vinny is legendary in this town.
Yeah.
And for a good reason. And you guys now have a movie coming up, right?
Yeah, The Bouncer. The Bouncer.
You told me about this a long time ago, and then you actually got it together. So many people in Hollywood tell you about what they're going to do, and then never happens. But Vinny put it together.
You know how it is. We just keep pushing, right?
Yeah, that's what you do, man.
Just keep you're pushing. Right, though. You know, everybody's talking about what they're going to do, they might do, they're going to be in this business. They're looking at a script, they're reading, they're friends. And then, but you know what? This one came to fruition.
That's great.
And, you know, Vinny and I have been friends for a long time. We enjoy each other's company. We work together really, really well. And here comes a major film.
Isn't that great?
Joe Mantegna is going to star in it.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Fantastic, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's old friends. You're old friends with Joe, and that's what happens, right? You put together the, you bundle it with the people you know.
And that's why we're going to get you involved, too, because we just keep on rolling with the punches. Now, you know I'm always going to be a cop because I got that look, but I don't know, little FBI agent there, Frazier Smith on the cover.
I feel I could follow Stormy Daniels around.
I'd like to follow her, too.
Yeah.
I got nothing to hide.
Mike's an Indian Affairs officer from New Jersey.
Perfect.
In Colorado. I mean, it's insane funny.
You can't beat that. He's a really good actor, too, man.
Yes, he is.
I saw him in Pizza with Bullets, which was a good movie, too.
Yeah, that was great. You know, in fact, I just was working on my acting reel, and I wasn't going to put this on the acting reel, but there's a scene with just me and Talia Shire.
Oh, and, you got to put that on.
And I put that on the reel. I'm like, that's me and Adrian.
Yeah, come on. You got to put Adrian on there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely, Vinny. So Vinny was the original Vinny Get the Bat.
Well, no. Actually, if you don't mind, I'd tell a story. But I was doing Vinny Get the Bat, you know, working it out at the Comedy Store a long time ago.
Right.
And then Vinny actually showed up. And I remember, I don't know who it was that was back in the parking
lot. Who came
lot.
First, the bit or Vinny?
the bit came first.
Yeah.
And then somebody in the Comedy Store parking lot says, Marino, you got to go out front. There's a guy out there. He says he's looking for you. He says his name is Vinny. And I'm like, oh, no. And that was the first thing he said. He goes, you Mike Marino? I said, yeah. He goes, I'm Vinny. I'm like, does that mean it's a good thing?
Yeah, let's hope that's
Can
good.
I still do the joke?
His reaction was this. Hey, man, they're just jokes. You know there's jokes.
Yeah. I'm just kidding around. Yeah, so it all, wow, that's kind of, it's organic that way.
Indeed.
Vinny. So, Vinny, you remember the night we were just talking about when Dice got in a little trouble there and was hiding behind you?
Oh, my God. 80-year-old grandmother came up to chastise him because he yelled at an open micer that wanted him to just see his act. He was just trying to be with his new lady, if you remember. I mean, he just wanted to be left alone.
Yeah.
But after he chastised the guy, the grandmother came down. He realized he yelled at a grandmother of a 7-foot open micer. The guy could be a little upset.
Yeah.
So he moved from one side of the door to get in between me and Don Barris when you were sitting across from us. He goes, if he gets past Vinny, we're all in trouble anyways.
That's true. Anybody gets past Vinny, we're in trouble.
It's nice to have backup.
Yeah, it really is. You know what I like was your YouTube show. What was it called?
Oh. Marino 2016.
Yeah.
Which we're going to start shooting again. Now we'll call it Marino 2020.
I think you can win in 20.
Somebody
better win, man. Yeah.
I got a lot of great ideas. And, you know, my cabinet, Vinny, Joey, Nikki, Tommy, Anthony, Downtown Ronnie. We're going to go in there with my mom, take over the White House.
Why not? Mom will cook.
Yeah.
Downtown Ronnie, he can... that's your Secretary of Defense right there.
You know, there's so many problems in the world today, right? Everybody's doing crazy, stupid stuff. My mother used to say all the time when we had a problem, I said, Ma, you know, the girl doesn't like me. She broke up with me. I'll sit down and eat. You'll feel better.
Yeah.
That was the answer every single time. I didn't make
Usually
the football
true,
team.
Though.
Ma, I'll sit down and eat. You'll feel better.
It's probably true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your mom's a good cook.
Yeah.
All right, guys, can I play some Springsteen for you? Come on.
Please do.
You're the bad boy from Jersey.
Rock.
Come
Absolutely.
On, guys. 95.5 KLOS Rock, Southern California, Frazier Smith Show. The New Jersey bad boy, Mike Marino.
I love it. Thanks for playing that. Makes me homesick.
Fantastic. Yeah, and he is on our show tonight, Frazier Smith Show, 95.5 KLOS, and Vinny's in the house. Look out, man. Nobody's getting those donuts this week, guys. last week, this model stole the donuts. Can you believe that? She's
oh
a model.
God.
She stole the donuts.
She's
models aren't supposed
starving.
To eat.
Was she a plus size
That's
model?
That's what everybody was asking, but no, she's a regular model. And
skinny ass model.
Seems wrong
when
to me.
When we're done at the show, me and Vinny are going to be in the car with the donuts and the coffee driving back.
Well, sure. I
That's the way it's
going
to be.
But I didn't expect a model. What, you going to go throw them up again? And
no, she's just going to hold our coffee.
She'll bring it to her friends.
All right, so now, Vinny, have you been doing some sketches on the Kimmel Show?
Yeah, Cousin Sal's home delivery.
Man, Cousin Sal is awesome.
He's great, isn't he?
That guy is great, man. And I didn't know he was as knowledgeable as he is about sports.
Oh,
have
man.
Have you seen him on ESPN?
Oh, he's like a grandmaster. Don't mess around with him.
Don't mess with Sal.
Not with sports.
He picks all the games, man.
Oh,
and
yeah.
All those pundits on ESPN, they can't keep up with him.
He's insane.
Right?
Great.
Yeah, I had no idea he was that knowledgeable about sports. He's amazing. So you're having fun doing those?
I am. I've been doing them since 2016. I guess I did about six now. The last one was the Wednesday after the Oscars, the, you know, guys that have the best pizza in L.A. And we bring them in, and then we set them up. And if the guy's pizza's no good, I take him in the back room. I throw him a beating. And you watch the poor guy standing there having a heart attack.
Now, is this a bit or is this real life?
No, this is the thing. Okay, all of these are real improv. You got one shot to do these. Okay, right. The cameras are all fixed and hidden. You got to get the guy's reaction. But if it doesn't work, you know, or if you break character, you laugh, you throw the whole thing, you know, it's out the door.
You got one shot.
But there's always one guy that's not in on it, and he's the guy that we want the reactions from. So people think this is a setup. This is real, man. That carpet cleaning guy almost had a coronary right there in front of us.
Imagine being punked like that. That's got to be scary. Look at Vinny. Come on.
Taking his jacket off scares me.
I would just leave and...
Why do you think the donuts are coming home with us? Would you look at him?
I'm not going to stop.
We're not going to stop. So, speaking of pizza guys, how about Jay Davis? You got a lot of props on your...
Jay Davis is a great comedian. He's a great guy. We did that stupid skit called Marino 2016, the pizza guy. The joke was he came into a mobster's house and we're asking him, how did you know where we were? And he says, well, the phone guy. But we're trying to shake him down so that he'll forget he ever knew where we were.
Right.
So the more money we give him, the happier he becomes. So the whole skit makes no sense, but it's absolutely hilarious.
Hilarious skit. Can you still see those?
Yeah, Mike Marino live on YouTube.
All right, cool. Now, you're doing your podcast in your mom's basement?
Well, it's technically my house, but, you know, on the East Coast, we grow up in the basement. That's where you go. You never go upstairs. You're in the basement.
Yeah.
So I came up with the idea of Mike Marino live from my mother's basement, and that's where we record.
I've had
celebrities come down there. I've had, you know, just regular people come down there. And
do they ever come back? That's the question.
Well, it depends if Vinny's in town or not.
Yeah, all right.
I actually stayed in one of his bunk beds once, so forget
it. Forget about it.
It was a bunk bed.
Vinny met my mom, and my mom said to him when he came over, within seconds, you look hungry. And he had to eat.
Well,
she'd have beat him up.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to argue with mom.
She'd have beat him up.
Hey, you know, Mike, do you remember this gig we did at with Sebastian? At whatever it was, a base, like it was like an Air Force base or something. It was on that island, and we flew in.
Yes.
It was like right out of Jurassic Park. And we
you had to drive up to like Ventura, get on a bus, the bus to a puddle-jumping plane. We went up in the air for a half hour. You landed on an island where there was 10 people.
Yeah,
and
a bunch of drones.
Drones?
Yeah, they had drones up there. That's what the island was
about.
And
seals.
Yeah, and seals and drones.
Not Navy SEALs.
No. And that was the audience. But they were clapping. At least those seals can clap. That was good.
Hey, I know, and speaking of crazy gigs, do you remember when we called the fight? Because I was talking to Fred Salas today.
We did the boxing match, and I didn't. Marino thought I knew enough about boxing to say something, you know, clever. I knew nothing. I mean, I know I love boxing, but I didn't know what to say.
I called you as a backup plan.
And we got, look at that guy.
Yeah.
Give that punch.
hit him.
The deck.
Yeah. I thought you guys knew how to call a fight. We don't know how to call a fight.
What did Fred say? He probably hates us.
No. He's still doing it. He just remembers how much fun we had. And he goes, you guys sat there and you looked at each other like, what do we do now?
Yeah.
Just go to lunch.
Yeah, we did actually go to lunch halfway through the fight. All right, so what else we got going on? Hey, the Stone Pony. You ever played there?
Stone Pony's right down the block from the theater that I play every summer, the Paramount Theater in Asbury Park. And so kind of, yes.
Yeah,
I performed in front of everybody in the E Street Band except for Bruce Springsteen. I cannot get this guy to come to my show.
On
April 7th, I am doing the NJ PAC Center, and there's a rumor that he's going to show up, and so is Governor Chris Christie.
Come on. I thought he was the governor.
Well,
the boss.
Well, I don't even know who's governor now.
Well, listen, man, you guys, Vinny, first of all, congrats on getting that movie together.
Thank you. Awesome, man.
It's going to be
the
hot.
The Bouncer. Yeah, and Mike, go see Mike Marino, one of the best stand-up comedians anywhere. Vinny's a great comic, too. Continued success on the Kimmel Show.
Thank you.
Say hi to Cousin Sal.
Cousin Sal, I'll definitely
tell him. I want his picks on March Madness.
I would get him. Get his football cards, Frazier.
You can't lose with Sal, man. He knows what's up.
He's fixing the games.
Yeah, he probably is. All right. You guys, thanks a lot
for coming by.
Great to see you guys,
man. Thanks for having us, man.
Vinny, get that bat. 95.5.
Make America Italian again.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Frazier Smith Show. Milas Media Station. It is the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Frazier Smith, Frazier Smith Show. Joining me now, my buddy Steve Wilson.
What's up?
Stevie, you brought along a special guest.
A very, very special guest.
Come on, man. She is one of my all-time favorites. Esther Koo is in the house.
Come on, man.
Come on, Koo.
You say that to everybody.
I do, yeah. But to you, I kind of mean it.
Yo.
It's the great Koo in my house.
I kind of mean it.
In my house.
Ouch.
You know I love you, Koo.
One Frasier, Koo Zero.
So I'm sure you'll catch up soon. Now, Stevie, right. You, last time you were here, you had a new kind of stand-up show that
yes.
you were doing.
Yes.
And the first one, where'd you do it? The Mint?
No. We did it at the Comedy Union.
Union.
I did my silent comedy jam, right?
Right. Now tell us what that is.
So the silent comedy jam was where I gave everyone in the audience headphones. And then I put two comedians on stage and let them change the channel to the comic they want to watch. So just make it interactive comedy so it's like a different... It's a mime, you know, screw up. It's great.
How did it go over?
It went very well. We had a packed house. It was a good thank you for coming out, everybody, to listen to the show. We appreciate it. So we're doing it again, but this time we got a sponsor. So we changed the name from Silent Comedy Jam to Quiet Comedy Jam because we have Quiet Events on as a sponsor.
Can you hear other people laughing if you have the headphones on?
You can hear the audience because it still comes through the microphone. You can still hear the audience laugh, yeah.
Now, is it like a contest? I mean,
we don't do a contest. What we do is we're going to put two comics on stage. One will be blue or red or green. We'll pick the colors when we get there. And then one will stand up and start doing the stand-up and do the act. And then a bell will ring, and then they'll sit down, and the other one will stand up, and everyone turn the colors to the next comic.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because the first time we did it, it got a little confusing because you could still hear the other person.
Oh,
and
yeah,
the comics
yeah,
got
yeah.
confused, and it was yeah. like, And then when we started doing it the other way, then the room just went to crazy. It was crazy. It was a great show.
So, that's awesome, yeah. man. It worked out.
I'm very excited
Beautiful,
about this new
man.
One, too. So I asked Koo. She said, yo, in my inbox. You know, New Yorkers are, yo, yeah. what's this silent comedy
yo,
thing,
Frasier,
yo?
You call me back.
You know, yeah, Koo is a perfect choice yes. for anything, really.
Yeah,
so I
got her, Kate Quigley, and Clayton Thomas, and then we got some celebrities, special guests coming out.
Oh, man.
For everything
man.
That's super cool.
What a great show. What a
I
great
like
lineup that is.
I do
is.
Like that. I like it. Yeah. So now the next one is at the Union.
Is that the
again?
Comedy? No, we're doing it at the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach.
Oh, Comedy
Beach
and Magic.
This Thursday.
Hermosa, yes. La Playa de Hermosa Beach.
Yeah, it's yes. a very.
Hermosa Beach.
That's a great club.
It is. It's awesome. We're
doing the best food.
Best food, 5-star restaurant, and yeah. it's free alcohol for comedians. So I like
oh,
that.
Oh, now
part.
I'm actually going to show up. They got good food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you've
well,
never
it's the
been.
Alcohol,
oh,
I think,
yes.
is what will get Koo down there. That's that is great, man.
Yeah,
what
I'm
a great place
excited,
to do
man.
It. That's such a great club.
I love Richard and Mike Lacey.
They are great.
They're
great
people, man. Yeah. As soon as I came to them with the idea, they jumped right on board. I mean, they saw what we did with the first one.
Yeah.
So it was not even an argument. Like, so let's just go.
I always see you down there. Too. That's such a cool club.
Comedy Magic Club is my favorite club in the country.
Yeah,
well, you're
idea.
Always like ahead of the curve technology-wise. Even your Instagram name is I Steve Wilson.
That's right.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
your iPod or something.
I'm actually ahead of the curve, too. Now, no, Koo knows that I'm not. All right, we'll get back to this because I think it's a great idea, and I'm so glad.
He wears a grandfather clock on his wrist.
Koo won? Raise your one.
Sign up now. Sign up.
All right.
Just don't do anything about a rotary phone. Okay, March Madness. Buffalo, but you're Buffalo State.
I went to Buffalo State.
I was going to give you props for beating Arizona.
Hey, it's still Buffalo. I mean, when I was in college, that was our competition. But, hey, that's still – I live out here.
It's a big win, though, man.
That was huge.
Are you digging the tournament?
I am. Now, my girl, her team is Michigan, so I'm rooting
See, that's my team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no wonder.
Yeah, she's from
that's
Detroit.
That's Larry Nassar's team.
Is it?
Michigan, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we got everybody outnumbered. So what do you think in that game against Loyola? They got Sister Jean.
Here's the funny thing. I didn't see the game because I've been moving the last couple
of days. Well, it's
coming
up. It's next Saturday.
Oh, okay, it's next Saturday. All right.
Yeah. Now, have you heard about the Esther Koo Challenge?
No. And I'm Esther Koo, so
right.
how did that
it.
Happen? Was I in a coma?
I think you were.
What happened?
I don't know. I just had it written down here. Ask about the Esther Koo Challenge. So there is no thing? No
what? I've never heard of it. Is Mel messing with us? What happened?
Probably Mel.
Oh, Mel messing
yeah. Now, you know, something I am impressed with is that you help homeless people, and I've always, a lot, and you go out of your way, and I always appreciate that. And
how long have you been homeless, Frasier? I didn't know. I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Would have brought a sandwich.
Next
Esther
time, please.
Two, Frasier One.
You're back. She's going to kill me. I can't keep up with her. But
you can't afford to die, Frasier. Keep being on the air.
Exactly.
Ahead.
So how are you still doing a lot of
course. I never stop doing it. Every Tuesday night, I do a food pickup from Trader Joe's, and
shout out to Trader Joe's and Panera Bread and and we gather all their stuff and we take it down to a van at our center. And then on Wednesdays we go out into the community and we actually my friends go to myfriendshousela.org and you can donate. And
that's great.
We actually have two street teams now, so we go set up at 540 South San Pedro Street on Wednesday at noon. And we go feed people, and then we have two street teams, and they go out further. So we're actually feeding like maybe like 300 to 600 more people because we're getting more donations.
Wow.
It's awesome.
Yeah, that's right. Amazing. Yeah.
I love that. You know, I did a show All-Star Weekend, NBA All-Star Weekend at Tent City downtown for the homeless people.
Yeah, but remember you wanted us to do it.
That's another one. We're going to do another. Somebody called me and got me on this one. At the last second.
Okay.
And we went down there. Charles Oakley was there.
Nice.
And, you know.
What's the difference between him and Charles Barkley?
Well, they're two different people. But other than that, nothing.
I wish you had a camera in here. That's hilarious. Yeah. Just two big black guys. Yeah. We don't know. They both play basketball.
Come on, Drew. How racist was that?
Come on. Oh, yeah.
I get a point for that.
She's never dated a black guy.
2-2.
She's never dated a black guy.
I said I have.
No, you have? You made out with a black guy when you was 12.
When I was 19.
Oh, 19. Okay.
Wow. Okay, cool.
But it's his fault for not asking me out further besides just making out at work.
Maybe he made a mistake there.
He did.
Yeah, I think
so. He could have turned you out and made your life better.
Was this Charles Oakley?
Right.
All right.
It was his son.
Yeah, we got Stevie Wilson and Esther Koo on the Fraser Smith Show. 95.5 KLOS of Rock, Southern California. 95.5 KLOS of Rock, Southern California, Fraser Smith. All right.
You didn't know that was you?
I didn't know. I'm a professional. Steve Wilson is with us and Esther Koo. And Stevie, mm-hmm. What about those Buffalo Bills? There's some changes going on. That's your team, bro.
Yeah, A.J. McCarron's our new quarterback. I got to back him now. I got to learn some things about him.
The kid from Alabama?
Yeah, with the hot wife.
Yeah.
She had a hot wife. That's all I know about him.
That's it?
He's played 10 games, and that's all I know about him.
And why'd they get rid of the other quarterback?
Who knows? It's Buffalo, man. Management, they make mistakes. I would have spent money on the offensive line and just – Tyrod Taylor don't make mistakes, but he's not going to – I don't think he's going to go deep or win the game for you. But
I
would have
spent money on the cheerleaders. I think they're underpaid.
The Buffalo Jills do not make money at all.
Yeah. At all?
At all.
What?
Then they definitely are underpaid.
Wow.
Yeah. You got a shot there. That's some big money.
I think you could be a cheerleader.
Yeah.
You're very petite.
Cool. Who's your team? Do you have a team?
For what sport?
Football.
She cracks me up.
Yeah. She cracks herself up.
Oh, football? Yeah. I would have to say...
There's a lot of black guys on there.
Playing football? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not a football fan. No, just kidding.
Oh, wow. Listen to Koo.
No, I'm not into football. I'm into basketball.
Okay. Oh. Who's your team?
Football's kind of old-fashioned, and the guys are so big and burly. You know, I like skinny basketball players.
What's your team?
Who's your team?
The Bulls.
The Bulls are your team? Oh, yeah, because she's Chicago.
Plus, when I was a kid, we used to sell Scottie Pippen chocolate bars as a fundraiser for a band.
Really?
And then they discontinued them, but it was just for like 1 year during the 90s. We had Scottie Pippen chocolate bars. They looked like Snickers.
Oh, that's funny.
Isn't that funny?
Who knew, right?
Like, it was only a regional thing in Chicago. You guys probably never got it out
here.
I never even heard of it. I should have held on to a box.
Why didn't you?
You know, when you're in fifth grade, they give you a box to sell. And they give you a pack of 30.
You could sell those
candy
for 10
bars.
No.
Right now,
if I kept one box, I would have been a millionaire.
You could retire.
No, you'd be a thousandaire.
Yeah, hundredaire. Let's go. Let's dial that back a little. Yeah. 3-2 now, Koo. Come on.
Comedy Magic Club this Thursday, 8 o'clock, Quiet Comedy Jam.
You know, I am excited that you're doing that. I'm glad it went over so well. Where do you get all the headsets?
Quiet Events is a company, and they sponsor it for me. So they give me as many headphones as I need. I said, give me 300 headphones. They give them to me for free. We charge people at the door, and we split it. It's just a great deal.
And who are the comics on the show this time?
Well, this time we have Clayton Thomas back.
Clayton Thomas is great. He's from Detroit, bro.
Detroit.
Hilarious.
It's my homie. Yeah.
How can you not love Clayton Thomas?
You got to love him.
He's one of my favorite comics. Yeah. So that's why I asked him that he did the first one, so he's going to do this one also.
All right, very good.
And now we have Esther Koo.
Look out.
Because she said, yo, so I had to put her on. She said, yo, what's this quiet thing, man? She don't date black dudes, but that's how she talks. Yo, son.
That's crazy.
She's representing.
right. And then we have Kate Quigley on there. And
couple
other comics going to pop in because, you know, it's both shows going on next door, so we're going to celebrities. We can't mention, you know, they won't say the names, but we got celebrities.
Special guests, yeah.
So, yeah.
Man, that's really great. I love that lineup.
Yeah.
And it's Thursday night.
You should have been on it, Frasier.
I want Frasier. Why aren't you on it?
Can
Frasier.
I send my stunt double? Because I'm
You're
kinda...
so good at wearing headphones. Look at you just sitting here with these headphones on.
I am a professional. They are actually welded to my head.
So, Frasier, I want you to do the next one. Will you do the next one?
You have a moat around your ears.
We're going to ask you right here on air. Esther, she's still attacking you. That's so
she
bad.
Is. It's so wrong. She comes on my show and starts ripping me.
That means she likes you.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, flirting with you.
Rip away then, baby.
What time you get off of work?
I'm off now.
Oh, my God.
We are done. All right, Stevie. So Thursday night, what time?
Thursday night, 8 o'clock, the Comedy Magic Club, Hermosa Beach, live at the lounge. Please come out and quiet comedy jam. We're going to give everybody headphones, put two comedians on stage, let you choose the comic you want to listen to.
That's great.
And it's funny. If you've ever been to the Comedy Magic Club, you know it's going to be a great show. And Esther is hilarious.
She sure is, yeah. Except when she's
I'm an average comic, but she's hilarious.
Oh, come on. You can't be objective, poor little Frasier.
Okay.
When y'all see their wedding picture, it's going to be hilarious.
Yeah, right?
I just thought of an invention.
What's that?
What if you had headphones that also remove your ear hairs while you're wearing them?
Well, she then I would be at every show, because I got a lot of ear hair.
And who's taking them out for you?
I'm off right now.
See, Asians love removing hair little crevices.
This is a true story. My girl shaved my back tonight.
I got some crevices.
Because we love that. It just gets us off.
Does it really?
She shaved my back in the shower tonight.
True. Yeah.
What? Really?
Because it's something very soothing about just like removing things that are in repetition on your back or your ears or your...
You know what? I'm starting... My hair is standing up, actually, right now in my crevices. So we'll have to talk about that.
Well, it makes it easier to remove.
There you go.
And you see why I put... Not only is she funny, but she's hot. That's what I'm not going to lie. I put her and Kate on there because they're hot, too.
I know what you're trying to do there, buddy.
And Clayton's a handsome dude. Can I call him handsome? Is that right?
Yeah.
Clayton's handsome, so we got a sexy show.
You can do that.
It's a very sexy show. Very guys, sexy thanks show. For coming by. Stevie Wilson.
I appreciate you having me
always
here.
Always appreciate
Esther,
you, man.
Thank
Esther
you
Koo.
So much, Frasier.
Come on. It's well, Koo.
Do the next one,
Frasier. The Koo channel. I'll be there. 95.5 KLOS, The Rock of Southern California. She's got her own channel. Yeah, man, it's The Rock of Southern California, Frasier Smith Show.
It's over, Willie.
Yeah, there's Willie the dog.
Yes.
Will, how are you?
Woo, he's excited.
Man, that's our buddy. And Johnny Hardwick's here from King of the Hill, and he's become a regular on the show. He's in town from Austin for a little bit, and it's always great to have him. He's got his show coming up. What's it called?
Trailer Metal.
You know, you can't beat Trailer Metal.
Trailer Metal. Yeah, it's a brand as well as a show. We're going to merchandise the hell out of it.
Why not?
I know. We've already got stuff like Trailer Metal weed and things like that. And then there's
Mel's attention. Yep.
Well, one of the big plot points is the band Trailer Metal comes. And one of the things that gets them to fame is when they come up with a song that makes weed grow faster.
You got to love that.
Yeah, that sells really well. But it's only on a 45, see? So you got
We'll have to play that a couple times.
But it's set 10 years in the future, like we said, so everything's kind of low-tech by that time.
By that time.
It's a combination of super low-tech and super high-tech.
Well, you know, you got a map of the United States in the future here. And,
yes.
Let's take a look at that map because it looks pretty interesting.
Yes. We got the Russians taking over from Alaska and coming down and taking over the three northwest weed states and taking over the entire weed.
The Russians are running the weed business?
Yeah. They're running the weed business, but they're really sending the good weed back to Russia, and they're selling this really crappy weed.
Is Trump involved?
Trump is not involved in Trailer Metal at all because it's 10 years in the future, so we took him out.
Okay.
He does not belong. You can see the Judge Tesla Coil Tower. That's an interesting feature in Montana. And in 10 years in the future, Mike Judge has given up television. He got tired of television in Hollywood. And he goes back to his love of physics. He actually has a degree in physics.
He does.
And he becomes kind of this Tony Stark, Captain Nemo guy in Trailer Metal. And he reinvents the Tesla. It's called the Judge Tesla Coil. And there's a huge Judge Tesla Coil Tower on top of Hideout Mountain, Montana. And Mike Judge lives there with a bunch of mistresses.
Of course.
And we end up there on the fourth episode. He refurbishes our Wienermobile.
Good old Mike. That's a good option for him.
Well, we talked about the Wienermobile, right? They gig around, the band gigs around and through occupied territory in a Wienermobile, right, Mel? And it's painted black. ditch paints it black, spray paints it black, cause, so no one will know it's a Wienermobile, right? So that doesn't really
work. Yeah, well, yeah. It's kind of a stealth Wienermobile.
Yeah.
Now, so you are Ditch.
No, I'm not Ditch. Scott St. Louis, my partner, is Ditch. He's the actual lead singer of the band, the Ditch Band.
And who's your character?
Skeeter Gatlin.
Skeeter.
He's the lead guitar player.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and there's a real Skeeter who plays really badass lead guitar, too. So basically, the band is like a combination of Fogerty and Motorhead, I guess you
That's a good
say,
combo. You got to love that.
Yeah, well, you got to.
What happened there in South Dakota? What happened in North Dakota?
Oh, North Dakota. North Korea somehow buys North Dakota, and their crappy missiles are able to hit the East Coast at that point. So the whole entire East Coast is...
It's gone.
Mostly bombed out. Well, mostly in the north, you see here. See how there's high radiation in the north and low radiation, but everything east of the Mississippi River is kind of bombed out in 10 years.
I noticed Cleveland's still there.
Cleveland is still there because of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There's a radioactive, anti-radioactive Judge Tesla shield that's covers the Hall of Fame Museum and keeps the radiation out.
Thank God for that, because I think that's where my character lives, right?
Yes. Fraser Smith. That's your name, Fraser, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I got that from Doug. He did that last... Or wait a minute, Arge. What's his name?
Randy.
Randy.
Randy. Oh, yeah, Randy.
Yeah. Randy Barker.
Have you met Randy?
Yeah, I met Randy. Yeah. Oh, we've been friends for a long time.
Oh, you guys are buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We're big buddies.
I'm sorry about
that. He's
great.
I heard him on the show last week.
Oh, he's crazy. Hilarious. Crazy as a loon. Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Is he still alive in the future?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got to get him a part. Let's talk about your part.
Okay.
Because you're the DJ on top of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum, and there's a platter spinning, and it has to spin, or this big Judge Tesla shield, purple shield bubble dome that covers it will start to sag and fall through, and the radiation will get in. So for 10 years, almost, it's been more like 8 years, I guess, since all that stuff, since they bought... what we talked about before of the bombing by the North Koreans.
Yeah.
You've been spinning records that whole time since Mike put the shield up. It's probably been about 5 years. So you get no rest at all, so you're getting a little bit giddy. Yeah.
I can do a 5-year shift.
Yeah. So you're
He's
putting on
a standing on my head.
Yeah.
I've
extended
done it before,
cuts are the only time that he really gets any sleep. So
well, back in the 80s, I did that a lot.
In the Gun of Vida.
Don McLean, American Pie. That's a good
sure.
One.
You put on those, Whipping Post.
Yes.
You know, those 26 minute album sides.
Oh, yeah. You asked me about people I like, and I gave that stock answer of the British Invasion. And the more I thought about it, the more bad I felt about it. Because Steve Miller, he was interviewing on here the other day, and I'm just, I love
Steve Miller.
Miller,
too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's great.
And Fogerty is also another huge influence.
Hard to top Fogerty. And a Fogerty-Motorhead combination is really hard to beat.
Hard to top.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you for that part, man. I mean, I love it. I love being the DJ that saves Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, and there's another part, too, because it's a radioactive zone. Something's happened to the mushrooms that grow in the swamps and cow paddies and things like that, and they've started walking around.
Uh-oh.
Psilocybin. And you introduce us to them when we finally get to the radioactive zone, and they make you where you can sort of see the future and know people's thoughts and things like that.
Well, I do what I can to help.
Yeah. So that's it, Fraser. What do you think?
I love it.
Are you in?
I'm in.
Okay.
I am definitely in.
All right.
And I'm a fan of that show. Trailer Metal is the name of the show, and I wish you only the best with that.
Well, we're putting it together. We're pitching it right now. I got some interest for it. We had a great meeting with Carrot Top this week. And
you know, it's the second time Carrot Top has come up tonight in the show. Barry Katz was out watching him at the Canyon Club. He was out there tonight performing.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
He still performed?
Yeah. Yeah, the top.
No, I... Mel.
Well, that's what he calls
I kind of know what you mean.
No, I'm a fan.
Well, he wanted to put prop comedy into Trailer Metal, so there's a thing there.
Why not? Carrot Top's perfect for that project, don't you think? And I have my project, too, coming up called Metal MILFs. You guys will have to check that out.
Can you tell
out.
Me more about it?
I have no other... I haven't worked on it at all.
Is it a cross between one thing and another?
Yeah,
like,
pretty much.
Like heavy metal and MILFs?
Yeah, that's basically it.
That sounds pretty good.
Nettle Mills.
That sounds pretty
good. You can't really top that.
No?
Yeah.
There's a lot of them out there.
There sure are. Yeah. That's why I came up with that idea.
Gave your mamas.
And that's as far as I got. All right. Well, listen, man. Johnny Hardwick, are you going to play a song?
I'd love to.
All right. We're going to come back and do that with Johnny Hardwick. Fraser Smith Show, 95.5 KLOS.
Pocket Sand.
Yeah, there he goes. Stevie Miller. Stevie Miller Band.
Woo!
Yeah, you got to love him. Johnny Hardwick's with us, and I love Stevie Miller. He was on here with Jonesy.
I heard him. He was great. Can I love Steve Miller, and I love Jonesy.
Jonesy's awesome.
Yeah.
Can you do a Jonesy impression?
Well, I like that commercial he does. Have you been in an accident? Call sweet James Bergner. If you've been hurt or maybe in an accident, he can help you out, and he's the best. He's a friend of mine. Sweet James.
Yeah.
It's something like that.
It is very
sounds
good.
More like Nigel Tufnell.
Yeah, but that was still good. All right, Johnny, are you going to sing a song for us here?
I got one. This is from trying to get this election 2020 thing going. So this is one that's based on a Rolling Stones song, Angie.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But this one's called Hillary.
Oh, okay.
Hillary.
Hillary.
Because they don't pronounce the H in it's for the millennials. So they know. Hillary. So it's Hillary.
But it's okay. Pronounced.
Okay, here. We'll just try to get it right. Emails disappear. Hillary, Hillary, now look who leads us from here. Oh, how could you not beat that twisted orange psycho creep? Let me whisper in your rear, Hillary. Hillary, please God don't run in 2020, my dear. Yeah, Hillary, you know I love you, babe. When you called out Trump and all his lies, then there were them emails and Benghazi, baby. And the yellow cake. And the Russian spies. And that cigar thing with your husband. Come on, lady, dry your eyes. How could you not sweep that pussy grabby crazy creep? Let me whisper in your ear, Hillary. Hillary, please God don't run again ever, my dear.
Yeah, excuse there's me.
Sorry, it got a little crazy down there.
That was very good. And that is a classic Hillary cough, right? Yeah.
Well,
I'm Hillary.
The original says, let me whisper in your ear, and I added an R to the beginning.
I like the way you did that.
So, yes. Yeah.
You're Hillary the Eighth. You are. That was great.
I just got to get rid of that visual, and I'll be okay. Yeah.
I love you guys. Cough. You guys rock, by the way. I've been listening to the station all week.
Oh, man.
It's my station. We're trying
we
to bring
that.
Rock to Austin, Mel.
Yes.
That's what you got to do.
Because it's too blues-oriented.
Yeah,
we
come
got
on.
To rock it out.
It's too bluesy and too country, and we need the rock.
Yes.
Let's
and you guys, literally every song, I'm just like, yes!
Come on. Let's get us syndicated, Johnny.
Okay.
Let's
all
do
right.
It. Then we can. Then you can stay home and do the show.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah. Come on.
Oh, we can't come up here now for me.
You're always welcome.
This
anytime.
This is the best place, and Willie loves it, too.
Anytime. We
and we're fixing to hit the road to get back to Austin right now.
You're coming back, though, right?
Yes, sir. I got just enough weed to get to exit 101 in Texas.
It's that
That's that border patrol where they got the dogs, you know. Yeah. I gave Randy, what's his name? Randy Barker?
Kagan.
Randy, yeah, Doug Kagan.
Yeah.
I gave.
Yeah. Good old Doug.
Well, all right. You
know, that's about a 20-joint drive. All right. Listen, thanks
that's
for coming
right.
by.
Thank you.
Johnny Hardwick, we love you, man. We love you, buddy.
Yeah, I love you guys. I'll be back in about a month.
We will see you soon. Good luck with Trailer Metal. And,
thank you.
Keep an eye out for Metal MILFs. That is mine.
All right.
Johnny Hardwick joining us from King of the Hill, Fraser Smith Show. This is for our friend Layla on 95.5 KLOS. It is your rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS, Fraser Smith on the Fraser Smith Show. Joining us now... the great Randy Kagan.
Quick question.
Okay.
If I smoke a copious amount of marijuana, for instance, let's say per day my body weight, which
can,
is what?
I can actually see that.
175 of pure masculinity.
Probably.
You frisked me before I came in. Don't ask like you don't know. So if I do that, does that mean I have a plant-based diet and then I could just relax and my fiber intake's good?
I think that it means you are a plant-based
diet.
Yeah,
at that point I could smoke myself.
Yeah.
People keep inviting me to Burning Man, one-way ticket.
You are the Burning Man.
Yeah, exactly. One day out of the year, my tuchus, I'm commitment.
You can smuckus your tuchus.
I can smuckus my, don't Bogart my tuchus,
sorry,
Frazier.
Sorry.
I swear to anyone who'll let me swear to them,
yeah.
That don't you do it. So I went to, I got hopped up, a little bit hopped up on Goofers.
You did?
Legally.
On Goofers.
Yeah, it's illegal not to be in this state.
Yeah, you got to be on Goofers.
Yeah, they'll pull you over, and if they show you like a pickled egg and a beef jerky, and you don't consume at least one, squeef!
It's over, man.
Do you know a lot of female cops, the siren is queef!
Is
seriously.
Really?
Well, maybe.
Oh, it could be.
I'm saying it's an option.
I'm on Goofers, so I don't know.
You are a goofer.
Thank you.
No problem. So I went and bought a donut, which is, if you've ever had the Krispy Kreme glazed donut.
By the way, you had to buy it because we don't have them anymore because that model took them last week.
Yeah, thank you. I had to purchase my own because they were, and where did she hide them? She had no body weight.
That's what I'm saying.
If she would have eaten them, she would have looked like a snake. Like you would have seen the bulge like a sloppily rolled joint, God forbid.
God forbid.
Though,
yeah.
Better sloppy than not at all,
That's
my friend.
Kind of true.
Was that Gandhi?
Gandhi did say that.
Mother
yeah.
Teresa or Gandhi?
One of those two.
No, I'm saying who'd win in a fight?
I'd say Mother Teresa.
Oh, she would whoop him
yeah.
in his little sandals. Good not neat. This is not fair.
There he goes again.
What?
So what happened?
Somebody, an Indian guy jumped in here and took the mic.
I don't know where he came
from. We outsourced for a minute.
We did. We had to.
We know where he came from. The corner. God not neat and do it not neat.
Yep.
So I went and I got a donut at Krispy Kreme. The glazed ones are so sugary. They're shiny. Frazier, should you be able to see your face in a donut? No.
Probably not.
No, not this face. Yours.
Well.
You're handsome.
Well.
But that's the one moment
on
I don't. Well, you're handsome if everyone else is on Goofers.
Ah, there you go.
See? And funny also. I took them before I came here.
You did?
God, you're funny.
Well, if you're on Goofers,
I'm peeking right now.
Yeah.
No, I'm just looking.
Oh, okay.
So I eat the donut. I immediately go into a diabetic coma, which is not as fun as it sounds.
That's not a lot of fun.
No, I got an insta-cavity.
You did?
Yeah, you could hear it kind of.
I did hear
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and then you did? You just heard that. Good.
Yeah.
And then, but I popped up and bought another, like a dozen more. I think there may or may not be crack in the donuts because I seem to have gotten sweaty addicted to them right away.
Oh, yeah, you can get the crack donuts.
They don't tell you. A lot of times they'll tell you what's not in it.
The thing is just glazed, but it's, you're
yeah,
glazed.
Yeah, it's cracky.
You've had a couple of those crack
I do
donuts.
Love donuts, though. I mean,
oh, yeah.
In a biblical way, it's almost
sure.
like women should be careful because it's a plan B, in a way.
It can
I'm just
be.
Saying a man and his
They've
donut.
They've got a hole.
Thank you, Frazier.
There you go. I had to say it because otherwise he wouldn't.
If I say it, it's illegal. If you say it,
it's okay.
It's adult-like.
Yeah, there you go.
But a man and his donut, if you think about it, is simple.
Yeah, it is.
Not there's no trouble. It's quiet. A donut listens. You know, it doesn't usually sleep with your friend.
Well, usually
not, and it does have its hole.
That's true.
So, and if it acts up, you say, "Listen, sweet cheeks, there's 11 more in the box behind me."
Yeah.
So you seriously. Did Lola just wake up?
I think she did.
Yeah, it's funny that when I do the glazed donut, that
she woke up.
It really says more about her than
me. She is now woke.
Yeah, not me. I'm napping through this whole woke thing.
Yeah,
wake me when it's effing over.
I slept through it too.
Yeah, you and I both, buddy.
Yeah, come on.
I'll nap through all the movements.
Yeah.
I don't know how those kids march in skinny jeans.
It's not easy.
It couldn't be easy.
It's not.
Right, and I don't know. Maybe the guys misunderstood when we said get into girls' pants, dudes. You know,
yeah.
We didn't think, like, go to Forever 21 and put them on. And then You zip them up.
Might have misunderstood that.
Yeah, you don't put your hee-hee where a hoo-hoo goes, Fraser.
You can't do that. Don't put
Gandhi or Mother Teresa. Which one was that one?
I'm going with Gandhi.
Me too.
Yeah.
For sure,
he
Gandhi.
He takes round two.
Yeah. Got that deed.
There he is again.
No, but seriously, they say he drank his own pee, and I say that's disgusting. He drank other people's pee.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
not sick.
Yeah, he's not.
He's not a narcissist.
No, come on.
I love myself. I must consume myself.
Yeah. What you do is smoking your body weight every day.
Yes, I... Oh.
See, I brought it back around.
God, you should have your own. Oh, wait, this is your own.
See what I mean?
Somebody made the right decision with you, Frazier.
We'll see about that. Frazier Smith Show. Randy Kagan's with us, 95.5 KLOS. Yeah, the cult, 95.5 KLOS, the Rock of Southern California. Frazier Smith Show. Randy Kagan's here.
Oh, heck yeah. And, I'm excited about picking a song.
Are you? We it's our not played picks portion of the show. So songs that don't get played very much, we get to pick them right around this time of night. And, you know, Mike, the engineer, is going to be picking his song. Mikey, what do you want to hear? Oh, we're going to play the legal first, and then we'll come back with Mike's pick. All right? On the first one.
KLOS and KLOS HD1. Los Angeles.
What?
The Rock of Southern California.
That's your fault.
And the home.
That's my fault. Whose fault was it? Everyone's fault. The audience is their fault.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank in the morning.
Frosty's fault. Maybe it's Heidi's fault. I don't know.
95.5 KLOS. Cumulus Station.
It is Rock Southern California, Frazier Smith Show. All right, Randy Kagan. Now we're going to play Mike's song.
Mike?
The White Bronco is here. That's Mike.
Yeah, Mike's the White Bronco. Get on board or get out of the way.
What do you want to hear, Mikey?
I'm a very big fan of this tune, Time Will Crawl, by your boy Bowie.
Ah, love that Bowie. Song. Love that song. Should we play it now or talk to Randy and then play it?
Well,
because Randy's got a song.
Have a song.
Let's play it.
Let's play it, then Randy can
Then
talk
Randy gets his pick.
And plug Ventura.
Oh, anyway, okay. And this is for the White Bronco. Kid Cougar himself. Check out his new book, The Cougar Chronicles. Here's that's for Mike Fox, 95.5 KLOS. Okay, there you go. That was for the White Bronco, Mike Fox. Good call, Mikey. And that is David Bowie and Time Will Crawl. Kind of like our show. No.
How dare you? We're not crawling yet. Frazier Someday Smith. We'll get there, Frazier.
Yeah. I have crawled my entire career.
Listen, I know. That's your best angle.
That it really
I've
is.
Been behind you 100%.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah, that was me.
Okay.
Just don't turn around. It's always me, Frazier.
It's always better when you don't look back.
Yeah.
There he is, the great Randy Kagan.
Thank you, buddy. It's great
to
be here. I love the land of misfit adult toys, which is the Frazier Smith
show.
That
is us.
That is you guys.
Yeah.
And I need to be in a place like this. It's like a cave, and we're like comedy stalagmites.
And is that where we are? Hold on 1 second. I got to tell Mikey Fox, good job, buddy.
Mikey's awesome.
And taking
t-shirt.
Over now is the great Dave Kaplan.
The great Dave Kaplan.
Back from a show. Who'd you see tonight, buddy?
My all-time favorite, Michael Schenker.
Oh, man.
Wow. Hardly know her. Wait, too soon?
Too soon.
Just saw the show. It's too soon. Go ahead. Tell us what happened. What happened?
Ravi's
did you throw your underwear on the stage, or did you miss again?
I had a man crush on this guy since I was about 10 years old.
Oh,
he's the greatest guitarist I've ever seen.
How was the show?
How old was he while you were 10?
I don't know. He wasn't that much older. He started pretty young.
He was 12. How was that show?
It's consensual. He was 17. So.
And you're a big UFO guy, too. I love UFO, too.
They're my favorite band, and he's my favorite
guitarist. How was the show?
He played almost 3 hours.
Wow. That's a long time. He's got to be, 140? Plus, he's from Mars, right?
I mean, yeah,
he's unidentified.
And that's Martian time.
He's honestly...
So he's actually 240.
Yeah,
he's 63,
it's
and he looks like he's about 35. He's in great shape.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's awesome, man.
Yeah.
That's great.
And he brought back all of the old MSG singers.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
Graham Bonnet and Gary Barden. So they all did their portions from those early MSG albums, and they did UFO stuff.
That's cool.
Incredible.
That's great, man.
And it was his only Southern California appearance.
Was it?
In Anaheim.
The Grove. At the Grove.
Oh, the Grove's
a great place
gig.
To see a show.
Yeah, it's like a robotic theater. You press a button, it's a rodeo.
Yeah.
And then you switch a switch, and it's for filthy hippies like Dave.
Yeah, Dave.
Oh, I mean, all due respect.
Come on.
Which part is he, filthy? Nope.
No, he's hippie.
Yeah, he's iffy.
Remember
yeah.
Hippie on the Soupy Sales Show?
Of course I do, just to fit in.
Yeah.
No, what is this, 1432? Yeah. No, I don't remember
actually
that.
It is 1432.
Oh, okay. I wasn't rhetorical.
We're
it
in
is,
a time
yeah.
capsule.
We're going to party like it's 1499. I got smallpox earlier.
We're live at the Pupadora down here.
In the La Bufadora.
Yeah.
And today we'll be having people who don't look like us dance for us.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
So what else is going on, man?
Well, I have to say that Then I know there was a the Stormy Daniels thing was more like a trickle, as it turns out.
Yeah, it was
wasn't a storm
at
all.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't normally go at to best. My porn stars for a lot of information, though there are things that I will ask them specifically about.
Sure.
For instance, chlamydia, generally.
Yeah,
holy expertise.
That would be a porn star question.
Absolutely.
Sure.
But outside of, like, the genitalia region.
You're not big on
I don't really have a lot of questions for them, like economics, politics.
You're not going to go to a
Norwegian whaling industry forecasts.
No?
No, but genital herpes, for sure.
Sure.
Frasier, four, and then sure again.
Who would know any more about it than that?
No, that's like the factory outlet for genitalia.
Yeah.
I figure if I say it like that, like an announcer.
It sounds kind of adult.
It'll be more mature.
Kind of.
I didn't know if I told you this, but I've been working on an instrument. I can tickle the ivory.
What?
Yes, ask any walrus.
I have.
I do. You have?
Yeah.
What are you doing up north?
They had no idea who
Listen,
you were.
Listen, I know that you were on a farm for a while, but stop milking the horse.
Sorry.
No, just because there's a shorter line, Frasier.
Okay.
This, you don't do
I
that.
I always take the shorter line.
I know you do.
You
and just because you actually get milk, that's no reason to
that's
do it.
The only reason to
stop
do it.
Stop it.
Come on.
And I don't know if you know about, a lot of people may not know about this, and please, just hear me out.
Okay.
But there is a Sister Jean sex tape circulating.
No, there's
not. No, just hear it. And it, I heard it's called.
That's all I wanted to do is hear it. I couldn't watch that.
No, I heard the Sister Jean sex tape is
can't be
it's
true.
Called the Elite 8
oh,
in inches.
Oh.
That's what I heard.
Oh.
I'm just, don't slay the
wow.
messenger.
Come on, Randy.
Okay, I'm merely, it speaks through me, Frasier.
The Elite 8.
It speaks, it's like a seance, a gayance. It's not me.
It speaks through you.
Don't slay the messenger.
I'm getting out of this building now. We're going to be hit by lightning.
Did I mention my package bomb? Here's the weird part.
Oh, no.
I need to put it
in.
I hope
the gayance?
Yes.
It is. You can only bring back dead gay people in my gayance.
When you make fun of Sister Jean, where lightning could strike at any second.
I know, but I can't help it. And I knew it was different. But where else could I do it but here?
Probably you're right.
I go home. My daughter doesn't like me. I'm an idiot. I'm glad I gave birth to Siskel and Ebert.
Is your wife back? Yeah.
Why don't you just open that wound here in public?
I just did.
Just do a triage.
Is she coming back?
Yeah, just gut me like some kind of goat.
Okay.
No, seriously.
That was a bad impression.
Thank you. One man's goat is another man's deity.
That's
I don't blame
true.
A person for worshiping a goat.
You don't?
When's the last time Jesus gave you milk, Frasier?
Oh, come on.
Not rhetorical. Seriously, didn't
You're
he?
You're really going to get us
I'm
trouble.
Bad. No, but one of the gods that I think you could milk, Buddha.
He's maybe, got. Yeah.
No, I'm Good not point. Saying for sure. You guys don't stop it.
This is theoretical.
This is. Yeah. Thank you.
There you go.
This is all theoretical, like the female orgasm.
Sure.
It's something that we, you know, are going to the moon.
Another
something
thing we're not sure exists.
Alleged.
Yeah, it's alleged.
Quote.
Yeah. Hey,
not,
Randy, aren't you
yes,
playing
sir.
Somewhere? Where are you playing?
Oh, thank you. Dear Lord.
I eventually had to get to that.
I am on my 20 Minutes is More Than Enough tour.
Wow.
It's I'll be featuring at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club, and you'll say, Randy, that's far. But it's clean air and dirty comedy.
Yeah.
And it collides together and has its own weather.
Yeah.
No, it's,
you should talk to Byron Allen.
Oh, and I wish I could.
Yeah.
And by the way, free tickets.
Free
to
tickets.
Get on my guest list. Randy Kagan, KAGAN, at Facebook. I don't even know Zuckerberg.
You don't?
No, I don't know that guy, but I think is, you know.
I gotcha.
Yeah. But, and I'll give you free tickets.
I don't know what that means.
You don't speak English?
I don't.
But, Randy Kagan, Facebook, instant message, free tickets, Ventura, Carmen,
try it again.
I almost did
Take
all
two.
That really well.
You did almost.
And
you
then,
almost got through that.
And
buddy.
Then I didn't. You know, yeah. Johnny Hardwick gave me the pot that he, nothing like a rebel who says, take my pot, I can't get over the border.
Take my
but
pot,
whatever.
Please. All right. Well,
Captain,
listen, go see Randy. He's
animation.
On his 20 Minutes is Too Long tour.
Oh, boy.
At the, Ventura Comedy Club.
Yeah,
when
and
is it?
I'll be doing the Crack a Window tour right after that.
You're going to have to.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it's March 30th and the 31st at Ventura okay. Harbor Comedy
Great club.
Club.
It's our buddy.
It's yeah. exhausting name.
It's Randy Lubas.
Yes.
All right.
Lubasonic.
Yes, he is. Thank you for joining us, my
Thank
friend.
You for having
yeah,
me.
Yeah, there he is, the great Randy Kagan. Frasier Smith Show, 95.5 KLOS, the rock of Southern California. All right, that was for Randy Kagan. That is Night Train GNR. Frasier Smith on the Frasier Smith Show. Mel?
That's very appropriate for Randy, I think. About the same speed.
Speed would be the operative word. He needs to think about decaf and other things too, by the way. All right, we've got Diamond Dave out there in the lobby there.
Yes.
He's coming in a
causing
minute.
Causing havoc, as usual.
Yeah, as usual. Do you want to play your pick, or
sure,
do you want to wait
absolutely.
Till...
Right. We can do it now.
This
absolutely.
Is Mel on the Not Played Picks portion of the show. I'm figuring out the title.
Yes.
Finally, after
not
3 weeks.
Picks. That's good. You
there
did.
It is. And who is it? Who's your? What's your pick?
The Clash with Brand New Cadillac.
Ah, good, yeah. Good pick, Melly. That's here good. It is, 95.5 KLOS, The Clash. Yeah, The Clash, 95.5 KLOS Rocks. California.
Watch out for the last.
That woke
there.
Me up. All right, that was from Mel on our Not Played Picks portion of the show.
That was a good one.
That was good, right?
I love The Clash.
Yeah. You got yours ready? You got your pick?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
It's on deck.
All right, good. And then I know what mine is. Where's Diamond Dave? I thought he was.
Is he still out in the green room?
Allegedly. We'll get him in here. Diamond Dave's coming on the show in just a minute. Jimmy Burns from the Ice House.
Cool.
So Shanker was good, huh?
Unbelievable. It's like jaw-dropping how great of a guitarist he is.
He's a pretty amazing guitarist, man.
He commands so much spotlight and attention. It's really hard to look at the other people in the band. I mean, he's that guy.
Yeah. That's saying a lot.
Spectacular.
Yeah.
I mean, but I'm biased. He's been my favorite guitarist since I was a kid.
So. Yeah, I know you've always liked UFO, too. I love UFO as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, it goes without saying.
Yeah, right? I think maybe I should read the events. Should we do that where we're waiting to find
sure.
Diamond Dave? We don't know where he went. I don't know where he is. It's time for events then. Okay.
Do we have theme music for that?
No. Well, no. All okay. Right, here we go.
Should I hum a tune here?
Yeah. Whatever you like, because we probably need some theme music. But anyway, here it is. Folks, the gang at Trump's Tacos. Or at it again, Dave. That's right. Next, Saturday marks the unveiling of their newest menu item, the Stormy Daniels Sopa. Come celebrate the new menu addition as it joins the other Trump Tacos favorites like the comb-over quesadilla, the grab-em-by-the-papusa, the fake news fajita, and, of course, the popular impeachment empanada. And as always, Trump tribute band, these guys are good. Donnie and the comb-overs are going to be rocking the house. And if you're one of the first 50 through the door, you can pick up a free cafefe carnita. So check it out. It's all happening next Saturday afternoon at Trump's Tacos in Westwood.
You threw in the cafefe.
You have
nice
to.
Nice job.
You can't, yeah. And Fraser Smith Show producer Mel Garcia is going to be hosting his annual Easter egg hunt Sunday at Chi-Chi's Taqueria and Playhouse in Pico Rivera. As every year, Mel will be dressed as the Pachuco Easter Bunny. You can bounce around in the new bouncy crack house, groove to the rock and sounds of East L.A.'s favorites Cannibal and the Headhunter. There's only one original headhunter left, so it's just Cannibal and the Headhunter. Plus, you can meet Pepe the Telemundo Newsbee. That guy's awesome. And, of course, there's a traditional Easter egg hunt. It's fun for the whole family, but last year Mel got stoned and ate all the peeps, so you might want to get there early. Okay. And finally, next Saturday afternoon at Book Plantation in Pasadena, Fraser Smith Show engineer Mike Fox will be signing copies of his new book, The Kid Cougar Chronicles. Stop by, pick up a copy of the book, get an autograph, and let Mike regale you with stories of how he accidentally backed over Harvey Weinstein in the KLOS van and thought it was a speed bump. And if you get there early, you can take home a free DVD copy of Mike's latest documentary, Valley of the MILFs. It's all popping off Saturday at Book Plantation in Pasadena. That's it for events brought to you tonight by the Me Too Malt Liquor. Me Too Malt Liquor. It's all in the name. And by the International House of Gluten. Try their Rudy Tooty Fresh and Gluty Flapjacks today. Talk about a short stack. 95.5 KLOS The Rock of Southern California.
We doing my song here?
Yeah, this is your pick.
All right.
And who is it?
Well, we got to get some Shanker on.
Oh, there
this
you go.
This is one that he actually didn't play, so I wanted to play this one.
All right, perfect. All right, The Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS The Rock of Southern. Yeah, I said that. Fraser Smith Show. It's late. It's late, guys.
What?
But look who's
late?
Here, man.
It's late and it's here.
It's Jimmy time.
Hello.
Come on, Jimmy Burns from the
Come
Ice House.
Come on, let's celebrate the Big
Jimmy.
Blue, Fraser.
Thank you, buddy. Big
that
Blue.
Was great.
Come on, buddy.
But they're going up against Sister Jean.
I know, man. That's a tough order. Sister Jean is badass. But you know
can
what?
Can you say yes?
No, I guess
Sister
I can't.
Jean?
With Sister Jean. She's awesome. Let's put it that way.
She's
she is awesome. But you know what? I still got to go with my Wolverines. Come
got
on.
To. Got
you know.
To.
Who do you like in that game?
Wolverines.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Come on. They're too big.
I'm converted. I'm transformed.
Thank you, my friend. I was trying to get everybody. You know, it was funny. I was at the at the Improv in Oxnard, the new Improv out there with Dr. Ken.
Dr. Ken put up a video. It looks gorgeous.
Man, it's a beautiful club, and we had so much fun out there this weekend.
Packed it out?
Yeah, it was packed. They all pack in to see him, you know, and he was great, and Kevin Shea was great, Mike O'Connell.
Mike O'Connell, too?
Yeah. It was an amazing show.
Yeah.
And everybody in the green room, I had them all, I forced them all to watch Michigan. No one wanted to, but I was like, guys, come on.
Come on. And,
but that was an amazing game, so everybody was really going crazy watching it.
And they're not playing great yet.
They're not. They didn't really look good.
Hopefully they get it together for the...
They only look good in one of those games against A&M, but against, in this last one, Florida State, that was nerve-wracking.
Hey, how about the Florida State coach? Did you hear about him?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and that was a questionable thing, too. And we were talking about how maybe a little point shaving going on there. I don't know. You know, but something was weird, because why wouldn't you foul guys? With there was 12 seconds left.
I don't know what you mean. That's when the guy, that was basically what he was saying. What do you mean?
Yeah, yeah, he got really, he was mad at that
what do you mean?
Reporter, but she was right.
Well, there's 4 points. It's a 4-point game. Yeah. Have you ever seen how this game plays?
Yeah. I mean, that was really ridiculous.
Hey, watch some TV sometime.
Yeah, come on. You know, that, especially with Michigan being not a great free throw shooting team.
Right.
You know, you want to foul.
We're still within reach. Play till the end.
There you go, Jimmy. That's
come on.
Absolutely right. Now, the games today, it was Kansas and Villanova.
Watched.
What'd you think? Good game. I mean, Kansas and Duke.
I was going to say I was confused there for a minute.
It was Kansas and Duke.
I wanted to see Duke because I was going, wait a minute.
And Duke almost did.
Thank you, David.
Duke almost did win it with that
they
shot.
They did. Wow. Hey, Grayson, hasn't he had the weird, am I saying it right, Al? Grayson, the Duke guy? Hasn't he had the weird reputation for tripping people and all that stuff?
I didn't know that, but it was a good game.
Very good game.
And they could have won. But Kansas won.
Kansas.
Moving on. And then
I had to cheer
Villanova.
For Kansas.
Villanova won.
Yes, I know.
Pretty big in their game. Pretty easy.
Yeah.
So now they play, Villanova plays Kansas. That's a battle of the two big guys.
So it went, what do they call it, chalk? Is that when they go, everybody, their bracket ended up in the way it was supposed to be, the number ones and the number twos and all
that
stuff?
Yeah, but people's brackets had to be ruined, right, with some of these.
Like day one.
Yeah. I mean, just amazing.
Even
tournament.
Sister Jean's bracket.
Yeah, I saw that. How dare they?
Hey, come on. She's just become the new. Did you see her correct the reporter the other day?
No.
The commentator was going, you're a national favorite. You're a national celebrity now. And Sister Jean goes, excuse me, I'm international.
Ah. Yeah, don't try to play her off. You know, too, she's supposed to have a date with Charles Barkley.
Can't
and she
wait.
Goes, yeah, she goes, I don't mind hanging out with him. She goes, but I don't want to see him play basketball anymore. Wow, she's dissing Sir Charles.
Already.
Yeah. So, March Madness, so what's your pick? What do you think, Michigan, Loyola?
I'm going with Michigan. I think it's going to come together.
Okay. And
Loyola, hey, come on. They've won, three games in the total of 4 points?
Right, in the last second, with those last second shots. I think Michigan wins that, too. Well, how about the other one? It's Kansas-Villanova.
I'll go Kansas.
All right. And if it's Kansas-Michigan, who do you
pick? Michigan!
Yeah, Jimmy!
Come on.
You are converted.
Well, I think they can bring it together. You know what I mean?
They kind of have one of those teams that could play with anybody. You know,
maybe they play down to the level they need to be.
Maybe. Let's hope. Let's see what happens. But
they're going to get hot. Watch.
I hope so. They haven't really played that, you know, a great game yet. So, anyways, it's an exciting tournament. I had a coach on there from Iona.
Iona what?
Iona team.
Iona Corolla.
Yeah. Yeah. This guy is the coach of Iona, the Gales, they're called. We were trying to figure out what that is. We have no idea. But anyway, he was cool. He was on the show, and he was in the tournament. He played Duke, and they lost. And so, you know, it was interesting having him on the show.
Oh, you had him on the show?
Yeah, he called in.
This show right here?
Yeah, called in earlier, Jimmy.
Fraze, you're doing some good booking. And
this guy was good. Yeah, I mean, he's a coach, the Gales.
That's like a wind?
Yeah, that's their motto. That they have,
and it's just a couple, three or four women named Gales.
It could be. Jimmy, you're thinking.
Who's coming up here? Gales. They're over here.
They're over here. Do you want? We got to go to spots.
Yeah.
Okay, we're coming back with Jimmy Burns. You can get your pick, by the way.
What?
You get to pick? Yeah, get ready with it.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. I got to think.
All right, we're coming back. That could take a minute. All right, we're
could
back.
Could take an hour.
All right. Okay, we don't have that kind of time. Jimmy Burns, Fraser Smith Show. After this.
The KLOS Subaru Live Stage is built, lit, and ready to rock. Want to come to KLOS and see a show? We're booking all kinds of events right now for Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Jonesy's Jukebox, and more. And you could get an invitation to be here. Join the KLOS workforce at 955KLOS.com to get in the running. The KLOS Subaru Live Stage, powered by the 2018 Subaru Outback. This may be the most adventurous Outback yet. On the Rock of Southern California, 955KLOS.
Whoa! I am losing weight. How, you ask? Well, Fitness Kitchen LA. I'm detoxing my body, which, my God, I needed to do for a long time. I'm eating clean. And best of all, I'm losing weight, all thanks to Fitness Kitchen LA. I don't have to think about cooking or planning a single meal. They deliver my meals right to my door every single morning. Each meal is 100% gluten, soy, and dairy-free. No refined sugars, no GMO. Okay, so listen to my breakfast this morning. Spinach. Caramelized onion frittata with a baby arugula salad. Delicious. For dinner, almond-crusted whitefish and creamy saffron sauce. When am I ever eating that kind of thing? I'm never making that on my own, and thank God I don't have to. I'm on the Trim program to lose weight. I've lost over 5 pounds. They have 6 meal programs now to choose from, and now you can even buy juices and snacks. So go to fitnesskitchenla.com. Use the code FIT95. That gets you $95 off your first week with a minimum 2-week subscription. That's code FIT95 at fitnesskitchenla.com. Fitnesskitchenla.com. It's LA's favorite meal delivery service. And you know what? It's mine too.
Getting screwed by your insurance company? Don't back down. Visit sweetjames.com.
All right, 95.5 KLOS, Rock, Southern California. Fraser Smith, Fraser Smith Show. We are like sand in a bowl, guys. That's how we are.
Yeah, it sounds like sand's going around in a bowl.
It does, kind of.
You guys hear that?
Yeah, I think that's just a loose nut in your head.
I hear that. I heard that. Yeah, I hear that all the time.
I think that's internal.
The loose wire, I think, is in Dave's head.
There you go.
All right. What? Yeah.
It's internal.
Oh, Diamond Dave's with us, joining Jimmy Burns and myself. Jimmy Burns from the Ice House.
Yes, sir.
And,
thank you. Thank you.
Now, you know, Dave tried to go to the Sweet 16, but he wound up at the Adult Theater.
Probably looking to the black panties.
Yeah. Yeah,
great film, by the way.
And then this week it was Womb Raider.
Womb Raider?
Womb Raider. Yeah, you know who I saw in there?
Who?
Dave Kaplan was in there.
Kaplan was there?
I saw Kaplan there with the
busted.
And that's why he wears the shorts.
Busted. Oh, is that
he was doing the one-cheek sneak.
Okay.
Mel asked me if I was going to go to a movie, and I went, I'm just not thinking of a Pacific Rim job myself.
Yeah, right? Well, I think Dave
was. Can we say that?
Though.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I can't believe we said that.
Now, Jimmy was working with Mark Sweet, the hypnotist.
The world's truest hypnotist.
He's the truest of all the hypnotists.
Yeah. We had a great time. It was fun.
It was fun, right? He's great.
The other one's lying or what?
Is he a real hypnotist?
Yeah, the other guys are lying.
Yes.
I know a guy who's an actual leprechaun.
Come on.
I'm telling you, he runs the Real Leprechaun Network.
Really?
His leprechauns.
Replicon?
His leprechauns are real leprechauns.
Robot
leprechauns? If you call his 800 number, his leprechauns are real.
I'd rather have a replicon. That's a fake leprechaun.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
It's close. Right, so, it's a very facsimile. Yeah,
kind of. Did you see the Stormy Daniels thing, Jimmy?
I did.
I did. I saw it, too.
Have you ever met her?
I have met her before. In fact, I actually did a very long interview with her not too long ago before, you know, this whole Anderson Cooper guy. What's wrong with his eyes?
I don't know.
He looks like a mouse. You just turn the lights on. I talked to her, and not only did she not have an affair with Donald Trump, but she's never met Donald Trump. She
Is
claims
that,
she claims she's never met Donald Trump, and she claims that she's a virgin.
Oh,
she told
virgin.
Me. She told me she's a virgin, and
have
she's never been to Washington.
Movies?
She told me she's never been to Washington. She says she's never had drank any water before either.
Oh,
so I believe her.
I believe her. Okay. Apparently, the leprechauns aren't the only ones lying. All right, Jimmy.
Replicons.
So, Jimmy, what'd you think of that interview?
I enjoyed the Greek freak afterwards.
The Greek freak was awesome.
The Greek freak was fantastic.
That guy. This is a guy who plays for the Milwaukee Bucks, and he can leap over people.
6'6", man. I mean, yeah, it was amazing. Anyway, what I think of Stormy Daniels? Stormy weather, Stormy Daniels.
I just thought that the shot on 60 Minutes wasn't wide enough. I just thought that it was just very...
She looked a little
wide. You couldn't
see
anything below the neck, and I thought, what a ripoff.
Yeah.
Do you think, though, I'll bet she spiked tonight on Google for searches.
She spiked on something.
You guys don't have any Stormy Daniels videos?
You can. I know get you them
do.
Right online.
I sure do.
Can you hook your us own? Up there, Dave?
I sure can.
All right.
I'm hot for teacher.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Wow. She's in and knocked up in a couple of Judd Apatow movies.
Oh, that's right. She was. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, at least she said she was.
Her. Oh, then yeah. See how Mel pipes in on the porno information.
Yeah, he seems to know that.
Ding dong, he knows the answer.
Yeah. So, Jimmy, I was out at with the Dr. Ken out there at the Oxnard Improv, and the shows went great. And did you see the video?
I did.
Yeah.
He posted it tonight where the audience is going crazy, and it looks fantastic.
Yeah. Pretty cool club.
Very cool. Brand new, right?
Sold
it's like
out.
A year
Brand
old.
Brand new.
I
Brand
played the Dubai Improv for you a did? While, yes.
Hey, what's that hold?
Six people. And they're not allowed to laugh there either. It's really weird. They're not allowed to laugh. No kissing and no drinking.
Yeah, and
I killed there.
And they'll cut your hand off if you try to applaud.
Yes.
Okay. This is now, Jimmy, you get a pick.
Yeah.
I get a pick? Yeah, everybody's had a pick.
I know we're running out of time, and you may have already done this, but, you know, in honor of Dave being here.
Thank you.
I was just thinking maybe.
You sweet angel.
Maybe a little There's Only One Way to Rock by Sammy Hagar.
Oh,
what?
Perfect for Dave.
I am so sick
Jimmy,
of this stuff.
Good pick.
Every week.
95.5 KLOS Rock, Southern
always.
95.5 KLOS Rock, Southern California. Good job, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Dave looks excited.
I can't believe they actually played one of my songs.
It sounded pretty good.
You look humbled.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Let's. Dave, play that again. Go ahead. Here we go. Everybody, going right
whoa,
now.
Whoa, whoa.
Going
one time, one pick.
Oh, man. Per person. Come on, you got your pick.
I knew I was dreaming.
All right, I got to thank everybody. Let's thank everybody. Okay, we got Mike Marino, the bad boy from New Jersey.
Mike was here.
He's always great. And Vinny
is
here. They've got a movie coming out. It's called Bouncer. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, with Vinny. Dave Smith from NBC Sports. I want to thank Dave. Our buddy from across the street
nice.
Made the trip. He walked over.
All the way?
Yeah, and tripped on the curb. Also, Steve Wilson and Esther Koo.
Oh, hello. Yes.
Hello, Esther. She's pretty hot.
Steve Wilson, was he promoting his thing at Hermosa Beach on Thursday
Yeah,
night?
The Hermosa Beach
The quiet show?
Yeah. You don't hear any jokes because there's no laughter.
I may go down to see what
no
this
jokes.
Is
it's
all about.
It's a completely silent show.
Yeah.
But pretty entertaining. And check that out Thursday night at Comedy and Magic Club. Great club. Barry Katz. The inventor of show business was here talking about Carrot Top. He saw Carrot Top out there at the Canyon
think?
Club. Loved him. Did an interview with him. Carrot Top's cool.
Yeah.
Cooler than you might think.
I've never met him.
Very talented.
She's very funny.
Stop it. Very talented. Also, Tim Kloos. Now, Tim Kloos was he's the coach of Iona. Who I was talking about. He was great. Broke down the final four. Well, the final four and what he thinks. Who did he pick? He picked Kansas?
Yes, and Michigan over Iowa, but he wouldn't pick a final one.
Oh, he wouldn't?
Yeah. No, he wouldn't do because he's diplomatic, and he has to run into those coaches, like they're listening. All right, let's see. Jimmy Burns from the Ice House,
hello.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank
Great
you,
job.
Sir.
Always good to see you, buddy, and a good show tonight with Mark Sweet.
Killer show.
The true hypnotist.
He said hi to you.
He's great, man. Also, Tanya, where's Tanya?
She's in Mexico.
Oh.
Again?
What's she doing down there? She's a drug mule.
She has a coyote business going on. Bringing back
something for Dave.
A real hard pillow, and it's not a pillow.
I bet. Dave Kaplan.
Thank you very much.
I love Kaplan,
thank you, Dave.
Man. Kaplan's awesome, man. He's Sawshanker. He's happy.
Sawshanker.
Johnny Hardwick and Randy Kagan.
Randy Kagan. Johnny Hardwick from King of the Hill.
By the way, I had fun with Kagan. I played like I was the valet outside and picked up his car.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, it was fun.
That's always a good game to play with Kagan. And then, of course, Mike Fox.
The
White Cougar, man. Picked a good tune, didn't he? On his pick, he picked Bowie.
Speaking of that.
Time will crawl. Yeah. Time is crawling, so I got to get to my pick, guys. Right. Do we have time for my pick?
You want to talk about?
And Mel Garcia.
Mel Garcia.
Sure, man. You know he's in Pinchy and the Bean.
Pinchy and the Bean?
Yeah, he is Pinchy. Yeah, and he's also in that new movie, The Brown Panther. That is setting records. Let's see, what else? Anything else? Anybody else? Well, Taylor Brooks.
That guy is great.
Yeah. He is great. You gotta love Taylor Brooks.
You can't help but love him. And Mel, thank you for the keys to the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank van. I will not sleep cold tonight.
Why did you give him that?
Because it's cold out there, and I can't get back in. My Yankee Rose girlfriend is not letting me in.
All right, just don't drive it. Okay, let's see who else we have.
I can't drive 55.
I know.
There's four people.
Oh, the people from the... Oh, yes, Don Barris and the Ding Dongers. We got to thank him, or once again, we're in trouble with our boss.
And your special, your friend who came by.
And Layla. Yeah. Layla from the Comedy Store. Also, Tim Jones. Did you remember Tim Jones?
A great comedian.
I loved him. He just passed away this weekend.
He is so cool, so smooth.
Wonderful dude.
Funny.
Man. Funny, funny guy. So, and our friend Jimmy Edwards is in the hospital. I want to wish the best to Jimmy. Yeah. Send our prayers out to Jimmy Edwards, our buddy. All right, anything else? Any other business? Dave, you got anything else?
Just don't forget about DLR's Blaze Pizza, where I make all the pizza decisions for you.
Okay. That sounds like a
Come
good,
on in, I'll make
place.
You a Dave Kaplan pizza.
Okay, that's the deal.
It's a very small sausage.
Oh!
Wow.
Man.
All right, Dave.
Walk right into that.
Yeah, you'll have to get him back for that. All right, we thank you all for joining us on the Fraser Smith Show. It's time for my pick, guys. This is ZZ Top. What a way to end the evening. We thank you all for joining us. We are out!